Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Black by Color Only Day here on CNM with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNM, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins.
Many of our veterans deal with significant personal issues on a daily basis. These can include any combination of combat-related, medical, or psychological issues, as well as stress from transitioning out of a highly structured environment. It is our hope that through our familiarity with these struggles, we can use our experiences and connections to help these vets move forward in a positive direction and enjoy a fulfilled life. Our vision is to put an end to homelessness and suicide that seems to be prevalent among our veterans. Our mission is to remember, honor, and serve our veterans and their families. Who we are is warriors serving warriors, and we are comprised of veterans of our U.S. military with a variety of backgrounds and professions. Although we are a veterans group of Legacy Church here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we accept vets from other churches and denominations. What we do is actively seek veterans who would like to be a part of our elite Christian group and share our desires to help and equip other veterans who are in need of assistance. We help other veterans who are in need of assistance with their transition to civilian life or have spiritual, physical, or emotional needs. We are currently proudly serving veterans in the Albuquerque metro area with future plans of expanding throughout the whole state of New Mexico. We meet every month to execute and strategically plan to reach our veteran community with the slogan, No Man Left Behind, giving them direction and or referring them to someone that can help them better their lives. If you know someone or are a vet yourselves, give us a call at 505-302-1999 or go to warriorservingwarriors.org. You can also email us at wswnmvets@gmail.com. That's Warriors Serving Warriors. Give us a call or join today.
But what we saw in that Senate today
was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Hey, Robert. Laurie M here. Hey, everybody. Robert, no audio on your end. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Check in. We got Joe Gibson. We got Mike. We got Ron Reck in the chat room. Let us know if you're hearing me. I know I don't hear Robert. Hello, hello. All right. Robert's got to do a mic check, apparently. Right on. Welcome, everybody. Well, I'm glad we're able to do a show because obviously Blog Talk went down again Wednesday and yesterday. So I wasn't sure if we were even going to be having a show today or not. I got a message back from Blog Talk. When was that? Let me look. Early this morning, I think. Really, or late last night. Let me look again here. When did they reach out to me? After my messages saying, hey, y'all are having problems again. Couldn't even go a week without having these problems with hosts not being able to start their shows. So yeah, they got back to me 3:21 a.m. Pacific time today, earlier today. So last night, basically, kind of, in my mind. We are really sorry to inform you that we are having an ongoing issue affecting the possibility of running a live show with Direct Connect. Our engineers are working really hard to fix it as soon as possible. We'll let you know as soon as the issue is resolved. We understand that this might be frustrating, but the team is working on a permanent solution. We appreciate your patience and understanding. Best, the Blog Talk Radio team. So I got a blanket answer, not even from a person signing it. So apparently, I don't know who else, what other hosts might have got it if they emailed. So, Robert, what's going on with your mic? We cannot hear you. There's way too much silence. Listen to the sound of silence. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. You know, they did fix it before you got your letter, because I was able to. There was a guy that does a show. His name is Marcus Kane out of New York. He does a political show on Thursdays. Basically, it'd be 1 o'clock my time. You know? And so he was able to do his show. He was able to do his show yesterday. So yeah, he must have fixed it earlier on in the day. The problems.
Okay. They don't know what the hell they're doing, or maybe they're just saying that because they weren't even sure if things were actually working yet or not. Like, it might be, but you know how Blog Talk's been lately. It's like, just because it works 1 minute doesn't mean it's gonna work the next.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
That's the problem. No, I was terribly telling Lorianne in the chat room before the show started up, and I finally decided, hell with it, I'm going to call in. but I've done my show here since 2007. Never had a freaking problem with them until this year, which is, to me, just downright stupid. You would think they would know what the hell they're doing by now.
Right. Now,
yeah, they probably had, like, mass layoffs, and then they hired a bunch of, I don't know, diversity hires or something. so no one knows what the hell they're doing anymore.
That's for sure. Well, I was going to start the show with a article that I had essentially put together, I think, on Tuesday. And then Lorianne said my mic wasn't working. So... but what I came up with was, you know, when you see people rioting and saying it is a right, they are wrong. It isn't a right. We have the right to peacefully protest, but that is all. When it comes to when it becomes violent, your rights disappear. The media is complacent in this because they have been reporting the riots of 2020 as mostly peaceful protests, when the city behind them and their cameras was showing was burning and you could see the violence. That is not a mostly peaceful protest. That is a violent riot.
No.
Riot police should have been deployed when they weren't. When you say the illegals have constitutional rights, you are wrong.
Right.
They do not. They are nothing more than criminals who broke into our country to get here. When they became a criminal, they lost any constitutional rights they might have had to live free and have a blessing of America. We have to start thinking of it this way again. When a criminal breaks into your home, he violates your property, he steals your peace of mind, and makes your family unsafe. He is a criminal and has lost his constitutional rights, except he does have the right to a fair and speedy trial. But if convicted, he loses his rights. That's just the way it's always been. When George Floyd did the things he did, he should have lost his rights because he was a criminal. Officer Chauvin, because instead, lost his rights because the media convicted him before the facts came out. And because of that, many of the facts that of what really happened that day were lost, and he was convicted when he should never have been. But this society has flipped things around. It is now becoming illegal to say the left is wrong. It is becoming illegal to tell the truth. It is becoming criminal to say illegals should not be here. It is becoming criminal to say the government is wrong. They sure were wrong when COVID and with COVID, many went to jail or at least lost everything because they opposed masks. I know I did I did videos on that and have them on YouTube. I still do them, but now they are on Rumble. They are no longer on YouTube because the leftists there have decided the truth about masks, even though it has now come out that I was right on that. YouTube took me down, deleted my 300 to 400 videos, and deleted my account and won't let me back. And I've got another one who raised his hand now. I have tried to come back, and every time they look at me and delete me again, I'm being systematically removed because I won't tell their truth. The leftists and too many on the right have decided that it is okay to break our laws if you agree with them. If you don't, then you are pushed aside because you tell the truth, which goes against their way of doing things. If you decide to break into our nation illegally, the left is giving you things to survive that should never be given. They are giving these people Social Security and pensions that Americans have to work for at least 10 years to get. Now they are getting these things for free. Americans don't. How many of us can afford to go to New York City and be put up in a luxury hotel overnight? Not many can.
Illegals were given that right, and
they were allowed to live there for free. But it wasn't free.
I don't think they're staying
Someone
in luxury
had to
hotels.
Pay for that. Pardon?
I don't think they're staying in luxury hotels. But
well, some of them were.
You better keep in mind that they were invited. So did they break in or did they accept an invitation?
Well, some of them were sent. Remember, some of them were sent by Greg Abbott. You know. I believe DeSantis sent some too, but most of them were sent by Greg Abbott up
but
to
their
New York.
Original entry, were they invited or did they violate it? It looks to me like they were invited. The gate was open. No difference.
Yeah, they were invited.
The door was open and people walked in.
If
somebody opens a door for you, and you have no way going back, where are you going to go?
That still doesn't take into effect that they're still breaking the law.
Whoa,
yep,
who let them in? Didn't that person originally break the law? Didn't the person that let them in originally break the law?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're breaking the law by taking advantage of...
Yeah, so the source is not these Venezuelans or any of the people that are coming up. And they're letting Chinese in, too. Don't forget that. Now, as far as I'm concerned, they should take every Chinese person that has not a green card and has not permanent status and throw them out. Every single one of them.
Send them back to China.
Well, I don't care where you send them to. Send them out of the country. What's it matter?
Well, yeah.
They need a paid trip back to China.
You can't. They're a country of origin. You're not going to send them back to Mexico because
their country of origin. China won't take them back. Hey, China won't take them back.
Well, If they want to take them back, we put them on trial and we stick them in jail.
Put them on the trial for what? And then you're going to take care of them for how long?
Oh, Jesus, what a waste of time. Can I jump into this real quick and get into this? Okay, look here. First off, don't fuck with the Chinese. That's the first thing you don't do. Listen, I like my good guy Pan, and if there ain't no fucking Chinese cooks in this country, America, I can't get carry out. So I ain't fucking going to go with that shit. So we need
what
more
are you
Chinese
talking about,
to get
Ron,
more Chinese food.
You know,
I need Chinese food.
On,
I love their fucking
Chinese
food. I can't
people,
help myself.
Most of those Chinese people have been here
who
forever.
The hell else can make egg foo young? Combination egg foo young. Nobody but them. Nobody. Now you got a bunch of Mexicans that have been cooking for them, and they're taking over Chinese restaurants. I mean, in my area, all the Chinese restaurants here are owned by Mexicans. You believe that shit?
Because
yeah.
You live in the boondocks. You live in
well,
the boondocks. What do you expect?
I'm not safe to be around other people, man. Don't you understand? But anyway, I had a good joke for you guys.
I remember driving through. I remember driving through West Virginia years ago, and there weren't any Chinese people in a Chinese restaurant, even back then.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm just fucking with you guys. But, no, you're right. They were invited here. They were. These people were promised the promised
right.
fucking land. They were promised the promised land to come to America and all this good shit. And they had recruiters doing this shit. You know, and these people had no fucking idea. Now, once they get here, after 60 days, they don't get shit. They're fucked. So what happens in that? Then the crime rate goes up. They start robbing, raping, and stealing.
They sound like citizenship squatters, don't they?
Yeah, they are, and don't even know it.
Isn't the discussion in America now the squatters in New York City and the squatters in other cities
yeah.
around America now?
Yeah, he just don't want him in his state.
Tell me the difference.
He don't want there.
Well, tell me the difference between somebody comes in, the door. So the door was open for them. They're opening the door for them. So are these people making an illegal move walking in, or is it the people that opened the door?
People that opened the door. Of course it is. Like
right.
I said, they
so
gave these people the promised land, brother. They told these people over there, look, you can go to America
well,
and have a much
what's
better
the,
life. They will take care of you.
The quid pro
the door's
quo.
Wide open. Go ahead on in.
What's the quid pro quo that these people are asked to do? And then they're let in. Vote for
well,
Democrats,
what is,
right?
Does that exactly? What is, how does that exist? But it's a bad failure. Before the election comes,
okay,
these people are going to be, majority are gonna be fucking mad.
But I sit here and chuckle, far away from the fray and the nonsense in America, but I sit here and chuckle as I watch articles 2 days ago where, what's his name, Comer, he's lamenting the fact that they can't impeach Biden. They've got checks, for fuck's sake, and they can't impeach him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're doing nothing. What did they do when they owned all the houses? What did they do when Trump was the president and Paul, what's his name, that scumbag, was in charge of the House, and I forget who was running the Senate. Oh, yeah, the pig. So what did they do? They did nothing. They're
Paul
gutless.
Reiser, right,
they're gutless.
Right, but
they're gutless, the
on
Republicans.
This, on this impeachment, while he's lamenting that they can't impeach him, they can't impeach him. What's going to happen when they send the articles to Congress? The exact same thing that happened with the Mayorkas impeachment articles. They're going to get tabled.
Well, why isn't that – is that even proper?
No, it's not proper. Once these articles –
Well,
wait
a minute, why not? They did it.
You're supposed – by
– They did it.
Can I get the floor for a minute? Can I get the floor for a minute? Mike, please. Wait on a second. Robert, no disrespect, brother, but how are you doing? I meant to ask that. I know you weren't feeling well a couple weeks ago. How are you doing? I just want to check up on you. How are you doing, man?
Just doing okay.
Guess
what? Let the freaking host of the show talk, you guys, okay?
Yeah.
You interrupted him while he was doing his introduction monologue, And now
careful,
you can't
madam,
even let him answer
anybody.
A direct question from Ron Work on how he's doing. Stop interrupting the damn host.
Yeah, what happened, Ron, this week is my wife went through hip replacement surgery, so it's been
kind of
a zoo around here.
How did that go? I'm getting ready to get it done myself, so I'm kind of checking that out. You know, I'm very skeptical. I really don't want to do it. Really? Okay.
The doctor said her bones were in really good shape, and the hip, new hip joint connected very well. So he's real positive on how it went. So, she's like 3 or 4 days away from out of it now, and she's starting to move around pretty good. So,
well, God bless her. God bless her. Give her my thoughts, Bart. Okay, man.
I sure will.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, look, Robert, you were talking about all these people that they're redefining words and stuff. They don't want to call a criminal, even though, I mean, you know, you talk about George Floyd. Oh, they just gloss over the fact of what he was originally doing when he showed up at that store. He was trying to pass a goddamn phony note, you know, phony.
That's not a precursor to getting killed. Unfortunately, when the police get involved, people die.
Well, yeah.
Not all the time.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point. The point is he was doing a criminal act.
He was doing multiple criminal acts, but there are people that have been shot and killed because their window tint was too dark.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened.
The police in America are out of control.
This guy
that got shot because his window was too dark. One, he wasn't supposed to have that dark window, and two, inside the car, he had a goddamn gun, and he was not supposed to have that gun. He was on parole.
Yeah.
So when you roll that dark window up, and the cops can't see exactly what you're doing, and they don't know that you got a gun in there, and they tell
you that you have a gun. But they don't know that you have a gun. They don't know that there's a gun.
That's what I'm saying. But the point is he shouldn't have had the gun. That's the point. He shouldn't have had the gun. He was already on parole. They probably, when they first stopped him, they probably knew who he was. They probably knew he was on parole and therefore probably had a feeling that he might be breaking the law with other things that were possibly in the car. Right? So.
Well, just because you look them up and you see that they're on parole also doesn't automatically mean that gives probable cause for anything or even reasonable suspicion. Just because you're on probation, it does not give you enough even reasonable suspicion. Okay? I'm just going to clarify that. Maybe you shouldn't have the gun after the fact, but the fact remains is... You know, they pulled up his name. They probably knew he was on probation, whatever. That, you know, did the cops see that he had a firearm? You know, probably not. The windows are tinted. You know, that kind of thing. That doesn't mean, you know, that the cops just have free reign
It's not illegal to have tinted windows. It's illegal to have Ron can speak to this. How is the darkness to the tint of the windows is what was illegal. You know, if they're too dark and they can't.
You ever see?
They can't.
You remember the cars from the 1950s? Remember the cars from the 1950s with the really tiny windows? How would you look through them and see anything? Are they illegal? No window tint at all. But you can't. But you're talking about a car that's got tiny windows.
Well, here in New Mexico, it used to be when I first started driving, it used to be if you had windows that were tinted that were too dark to see into, those were illegal. They were illegal. Now, whether they were in other states, I don't know, but they were here. So,
hello.
To protect the police.
Hello.
What if I didn't have any? What if I didn't have any window tint, and I put on the inside of my car one of those reflective coatings where you can see out but can't see in? Not window tint. Is it covered by the law?
Yes, it is in Illinois. I just like you to know this happened in Illinois, a jurisdiction that I'm very familiar with the laws of Illinois, because they're not the same in every state. 16 states ban pretextual stops, okay? Pretextual stops are stops like Terry stops in traffic. So 16 states ban them. Illinois is not one of those states.
Sarge, Illinois is a communist state, though, bro.
Now, I understand that, but you got to take that up with the legislature. I agree with you.
I know.
Completely.
It's fucked up.
But you got to take that up with the
legislature. Wait.
So, in the meantime, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me finish. In the meantime, what that means is, look, man, look, are you going to deal with what I say or who I am? What are you going to do? You worry about me, who I am as an individual? It doesn't change the law, no matter what you think of me. All right, so look, again, if you have a problem with the legislation in Illinois, you importune your legislature to change the law. In the meantime, police officers in the state of Illinois, unless, of course, their local jurisdiction tells them not to do it, which, again, you've got a quilt of such things across the state. Everything isn't uniform. But in Chicago and in Illinois, police officers can do pretextual stops. A tinted window on the driver's and passenger side is unlawful under the Illinois Vehicle Code. Now, if you don't like it, you got to change it. Meantime, that gives the officers the legal right to stop the car. Now, you can argue prudential stuff all day long. I'm happy to have that argument. But don't tell me it's illegal, because it isn't. Stop them for having heavily tinted driver's and passenger windows. They were tinted. They didn't even get a chance to question a guy. They asked him to roll down the window, and he opened up on them. That all bets are off pretty much after that.
Why are you
Once he opens up on them, then...
That's it. All the rest of it is out the window.
I've never heard you soft-spoken, Sarge. What's going on with
you? Well, I can't be. I don't know how to be. So if you expect me to be, it's not likely to occur. But I am emphatic, and I don't make things up. I don't make things up.
You need
to. I don't make things up.
I
don't make things up, though. See, I don't make things the way I wish they were. I look at them as they are.
Who are you? Who makes them up?
What do you mean? Who makes what up? Lots of people make things up. You
Who's
kidding?
Making it
I talk
up?
To people all the time and make things up, particularly about the law and the Constitution. Every day, I'm on the radio, I speak to people who make things up, their own idea of what the law is supposed to be. Are you kidding?
Most people don't understand. Most people don't understand the Constitution in the first place.
I agree completely.
Most lawyers
and traffic,
don't
And traffic
it.
Regulation is largely a matter for the individual states. Of course, they have to follow constitutional against like no unreasonable searches and seizures. That's universal to every state. But within those parameters, they are allowed to draft traffic laws, and they will vary from state to state.
So was stop and frisk constitutional in New York?
Absolutely. The Supreme Court has said so in Terry versus Ohio. Look it up. Look it up.
Terry versus Ohio is a hot mess.
Okay. Well, so was Roe versus Wade. How long did it stand? So is Roe versus Wade. Nobody says they get everything right all the time. But again, I don't find anything on its surface really all that horrible about Terry. I mean, again, Terry is, can be, and is abused. I'm not saying it isn't. It is. I want to make that clear. But again, you're supposed to assume that, and look, so can the law against unreasonable search. Police violate the Fourth Amendment all the time.
This
you can violate anything. Look,
abuse.
If you don't hire officers who have integrity and are willing to stick with the law, then it doesn't matter what the law is, it can be abused. So, yes, Terry versus Ohio can be abused.
Can you show me a lawyer with integrity? Sarge, can you show me a lawyer with integrity?
Yes, I can show you some that do have integrity. Yes, I can.
Okay, and how many,
yes,
how
I
many
can.
Cops have integrity?
I can show you many that do.
I think I had it. Whoa.
Now, you don't think I do, probably, but I know I did because I know what
how
I did in my career.
I've
heard what you said about me in the past, but again, the issue isn't about me.
Okay,
I'm going to say that Terry v. Ohio can be and is abused. I want to make that clear. It is.
And,
but if it is done, if it is done constitutionally, I don't find anything wrong with it.
I don't think we have a constitutional country anymore, do you?
That's another argument. I'm talking about Terry v.
Ohio. No, that's another fact.
That's another argument. I agree with you. I think the Constitution is probably the most abused document in the United States today. Now, on that, we agree.
No, it's ignored. It's not abused. It's ignored.
Both. It's abused and ignored. So I'll go you one further. So we don't have an argument about that. We agree. But again, in the meantime, though, let's talk about what is constitutional as well as what is not. And many of the things people believe are unconstitutional are not. Many of the things they think are constitutional.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Because I read the article a day or two ago about Harvey Weinstein. And my opinion, I had this conversation with my 17-year-old son, and I told him that I think it's absolutely proper that they kick out the conviction because the prosecutors were acting unconstitutionally, badly, and in bad faith. I think that it's absolutely right that they kick out the Constitution, the conviction. And they convicted him in California based on the fact that they told the jury that he was convicted in New York. And now that New York conviction is gone. So they might kick out the conviction in California as well.
It is a violation of the rules of evidence in just about every single state in the union to introduce prior actions of criminal conduct or even convictions unless those actions and or convictions are consistent with what the subject is being charged with in the trial he's currently in. Almost every judge will exclude any evidence like that.
Now he's not convicted anymore. Now it's been adjudicated by a judge, obviously, that what they did in New York was improper, and so they've kicked out the criminal conviction completely. Now, he's still in jail, but he's also been convicted in California based on the fact that he was convicted in New York.
Hey.
Now, that doesn't exist anymore. And so that brings it back to – it'll be brought back to court, and they'll probably kick that conviction too. This should be a wake-up call to the people that work in government, in the prosecutor's office, that they need to act properly too. And you look at this with this Fannie Willis nonsense that's going on with Trump. That's a great example of prosecutorial misconduct.
Wait a minute. As bad as that one is, I have now completely looked into Alvin Barr's case against Trump in New York. That is the most patched-up Frankenstein decomposing legal theory quilt work of legal claptrap I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen a worse presented case in a major criminal trial than that one. It's even worse than Fannie Willis's case, and I didn't think that was possible.
They're all
here's the problem.
They're all
here's
bad.
The problem with
They're
all
bad. Bad.
They're all bad.
Here's the problem with all of that. In Atlanta and New York, it's people that vote for these monsters. Now, let's look at this another way. Who do we expect is going to get rid of them? Apparently.
Nobody.
You can't.
Nobody.
That's right, nobody. Only people can get rid of them is the people themselves. and they won't do it.
And I'm going to tell you right now that the time has come and gone that the people should have risen up and done what the Pennsylvania Constitution clearly states, and that is abolish their government as they see fit.
Sounds
says
good
it,
to me.
Right.
Can't talk about it, can you? But it
sounds good
it
to me. Sounds good to me.
Guys,
Pennsylvania Constitution is quite clear.
You know, they haven't been sending their best and brightest to go against Trump in these trials. Just look at the Alvin Bragg deal, and look how bad. Yeah, that jury may hate Alvin Bragg, may hate Trump's guts, but they won. They put a doggone corporate lawyer on the jury, which is a mistake by the. Which is a mistake.
Yeah. I wondered about that. They never seat attorneys on a jury.
Yeah, that's
really
unheard of.
Never happened.
Yeah, almost never.
They did that, and that's not just an attorney. He's a corporate attorney, and this is about things that happen in a corporate setting.
You're in Alice in Wonderland. You've got rabbit holes everywhere, and the people are just taking it because the people don't know. Look, I've said this on other shows. If Donald Trump wins, he's going to reverse everything. He's going to put it all back with executive orders the same way that they were dismantled by Biden. He's going to put everything back the way it was. But after 4 years or after he's dead, because he's old, he might die, they're going to reverse it. And there's not going to be anybody after that that's going to pick up the mantle and do the right thing. I think the United States is done.
That's why, unlike in most elections, that's why his choice for vice president is one of the more important choices he could make.
Yes,
they say he considered Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, whoever
they
that
say he
is,
considered Robert
have
Kennedy.
A shot to walk into the nomination for the nomination in 2028. You know, so
2028. How many of you old people, and you all sound old like me? How many of you gonna be alive in 2028?
Well, I think I will be.
I'm
in pretty good shape. I think I will be. At least I intend to be. Let's put it that way.
Well, apparently me and Laura Ann are about the same age, so I expect to be. And I guess Laura Ann might expect to be.
I expect to be. I'm 51, so that's only 4 years from now. So I hope I live to see 55. That'd be nice.
And given the longevity of people in my family, my people, on average, live to be 88, 90 years old in my family. I mean, we got some long little people in my family. My father died.
Yeah,
he was 97. And my mother died when she was 96.
Sarge, those people grew up cooking their food in Crisco and lard. Come on. Now everything in America comes out of a plastic container. You're being slowly poisoned from everywhere. And I sat and thought about living in Thailand. 90% of the food that I eat comes out of a market that came from a farm. 90%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat processed food because we're not inundated with processed food. And the Thais, that traditionally have been very skinny people, especially the women, they're getting fat because they're eating all the crap that we send over. They're eating McDonald's, but they're also eating processed food. And they're eating stuff out of the 7-Eleven. By the way, you can eat a great meal in the 7-Eleven, but when you cook that meal, you're cooking it. They'll cook it for you. They'll heat it up, but it'll be in a plastic container. I tell my son, take it out of the plastic container, put it in a proper bowl, china, and then put it in the microwave. But don't microwave it in the plastic that it comes in.
Nope.
We're being killed. We're being killed from everywhere. So all those people, Sarge, in your family that lived a long time, they didn't eat the way the people are eating now.
Right.
Well, that's true. But I do believe, though, and I agree fully that diet is everything. for the, certainly the manner in which you live. I mean, the quality of your life, no matter how long you live, diet is essential. But I think everything else being equal, the most single important factor in longevity is genetic inheritance.
Well, what's that?
It's fighting a big battle with the food purveyors and the people that provide food for America. You can't tell me that most of the people in America are eating healthy. They're not.
I won't tell you that. I guarantee you I won't. They're not. And they should eat better.
Right.
Well, what's going to be next? Solvent Green?
Hey, we got bugs. Why not? I think you get more as much protein out of a human being as you get out of a bug.
Well, now I can talk about bugs because they eat bugs here. Nobody's worried about that.
Yeah. Look, wait a minute. Don't get me wrong. Everything's got to be political, it seems, because I guess everything is. But look, bugs, like any other source of protein, have their place in any diet. The problem is not that bugs can't be a good source of nourishment. The problem is the political aspect of it, where they are trying to force us into it. That's the problem.
Right.
It's like with electric vehicles or this green agenda. It's not that it doesn't have its place when a consumer thinks it is right for their particular circumstances. It is the mandates from government that is the problem.
Well, most of the people here have no problem eating bugs. They think it's a delicacy.
Hey, it's nourishment, man. Look, when I was in ranger school, they taught us what kind of bugs we could eat when we had to. We were on the run behind enemy lines, and we couldn't get our normal rations. They told us what he said. You're going to eat a cockroach, eat the cockroach. Make sure you pull the legs off the cockroach because that's where they pick up all the bacteria and the germs. And if you can, kind of toast it a little bit. And they said, bugs are a perfectly fine source of nourishment and nutrition. I get it. I'm not against eating bugs. I'm against the government telling me I got to.
You ever watch people, Sarge? You ever see people in the supermarket when they're picking out fruit? They feel it. They listen to it. They shake it. That's what they do when they find a cockroach cart. It's cooking up cockroaches. They spray it with a little bit of oil, but they pick out the good cockroaches. I even asked one woman, I said, so what's the difference between that cockroach and the other cockroach? She says, oh, that one's not going to taste good. This one will taste really good.
It's lobster, like lobster. You pick out different lobsters, don't you? And you know, they look like lobsters if you ask me, kind of.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to eat boogers, and I could run like hell.
Hell yeah.
I think you should carry that into adulthood. That just gets your immune system going.
I still do. When nobody's looking.
No, but seriously, insects are high in protein. They're low in saturated fats and everything else. Of course, they're an edible source of protein. Again, but it's become political. We can't just have a discussion about their merits or demerits. We got to take a political side on it when it's nutrition. And like I said, the worst aspect of it is this goddamn government. That's the worst aspect of it.
Yeah. It's not
He's still in Chicago.
It's the whole thing.
Here's the thing with eating the bugs. You know, if we start eating bugs, they're all going to be mass processed anyway.
Well, that's better than the bugs eating you, isn't it?
The bugs eat you in the end anyway.
It's the same thing as what you're doing, Jew. Eating out of the market and having non-processed food and stuff like that. Well, when we start eating all the bugs and stuff, they're going to be mass produced on farms and factories.
But I have to worry about
hey guys,
the
there's already recipes going around Facebook for like cicada recipes. You know, it'll be like we'll be feasting here pretty soon when all the cicadas start hatching.
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
Stir fry of this.
Cicadas are good. I've had stir fried cicadas. They are good when you taste them right and you season them right. They are crunchy and nutty. They do taste good. And they're big.
When did you eat cicadas?
Man, we got cicadas up the yin yang when they come out every 17 years down here in Georgia. Are you kidding? They're all over the place.
That's right.
You can just go out there and harvest a whole bunch of them. And they got all kinds of recipes for them on the internet.
Well, I want to know
how
Joe
Biden... They've been filling up my feed. I'm like, okay. You know, I guess nobody will go hungry in those states that, you know, they're going to be erupting here sometime soon.
Chocolate covered.
I want to know how flavorful Joe Biden's uncle was.
That's one time.
Oh, well, look, I don't know. I don't think the cannibals had a chance to get poor Ambrose Finnegan, because I think the sharks got him, because when that plane ditched, he went down to the bottom of the ocean. You know, that's kind of a shame. The man gave his life honorably serving his country, gave his life, and Joe Biden has made the man a laughing stock. I don't think that's right at all. You know, I really don't. That bastard Biden. All he got to do was tell the truth about his uncle. His uncle was a passenger in the airplane. He was an ordnance officer. He wasn't a pilot. It wasn't a Ricky flight. It wasn't a single-engine airplane. It was an A-20 light bomber. There were three other people in the aircraft with him. The aircraft ditched. Something about him in the ocean. Cannibals didn't get him. His body was lost at sea. And now he's a joke instead of a man who honorably gave his life in the service of his country. That's a disgrace to his memory.
But America has become a joke to the rest of the world.
Well, you know, but Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a disgrace to the United States. He is a disgrace to the office of the presidency.
He's not Joe Biden. That's not Joe Biden.
Well, what is it?
That's not the Joe Biden that you saw in the Senate. That's not the Joe Biden that you saw all those years. That's not the Joe Biden that people met on Amtrak between Wilmington and Washington, D.C. That's a different Joe Biden now.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't like him then either.
Okay.
I didn't like him then either.
Well, I'm not saying he was a good non compos mentis. This guy, whoever he is, who's running the country? Why isn't anybody concerned about that?
Well, I'll tell you who's running the country. You know, the people who are running the country are the people that he says will get him in trouble if he says something. Now, we find out who he's referring to. Whenever they ask him certain things, he says he can't answer, because if I do, I'll get in trouble.
Wait a minute. He's not a competent witness, so you can't take anything he says as truth.
I think that's a good starting point.
Joe Biden is just a figurehead. He's no different than the dead guy that the woman in Brazil tried to bring into a bank to sign a loan off to her. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I saw that.
What's the difference? Tweak into Bernie's.
Not much.
What Joe Biden is, but the big problem is, like you say, don't no one seem to want to know who's running the goddamn country. That, in fact, is where
the
problem is.
Does anybody remember the movie regarding Henry with Harrison Ford?
Nope. Never saw it.
I heard of it. I didn't see it.
That's a good movie to watch. And I'll give you a brief description of the movie. Harrison Ford plays a big shot lawyer who has a car accident.
Right. Now
and he has some brain damage. Here's some brain damage, but everybody likes the brain damage version of this guy rather than the original. But now the guy's not the original lawyer, the asshole that nobody liked. Now everybody likes him. You know, I'm sure Joe Biden is, but Joe Biden is not Joe Biden. You can call him anything you want, but he's not Joe Biden. You didn't get the Joe Biden that you think you got. Even if, I don't think anybody here voted for him, but nobody got the Joe Biden that they thought he was. They voted for a ghost.
No.
Right, and here's the deal about Joe Biden. From 1972, when he first got into office, to about, I don't know,
Start muting people and find out who it is.
Yeah, that'll work.
I think it's the disinformation board.
It's hard telling. No, it's not hard.
Okay, that's it. It's over.
One angry Jew.
Okay. But he ought to be angry now with what's going on in Emory College and Columbia University, because that's where I ain't never seen nothing quite like what's going on there right now. And today in Georgia and today in Columbia. I mean, these people, I've listened to what they're saying. I've watched as much as I can to hear what their arguments are. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it isn't most of them, a solid core of them hate the United States. They hate it, and they wish its destruction. They say so. Now, I'm not saying it's all of them, because it isn't. But it's a definite plurality of them. It might even be the majority of them. You ought to hear the things they're saying. They're saying not only do they need to protest us giving money to Israel, they are telling us that the United States needs to stop colonizing Mexico and let these immigrants into the country all over the place. You ought to see their arguments. They're using this as an opportunity to bring every anti-American hatred and policy that they can venture forth in their protest.
Yep. Well, I tell you what about Israel. I understand it was about 600 Israeli businesses that funded BLM, whose members that follow them hate America, who was burning stores and doing all kind of stuff that has caused my food to go up and my insurance for my automobile to go up. I mean, that there equates to, like we talk about, everything's messed up, left and right. Mm-hmm. And also, when Trump got elected, they was burning up stores, setting trash cans on fire, busting out windows. All kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I got no problem with them protesting any policy of Israel, the United States, or anything else. They have an absolute right for that protest. What they don't have a right to do is block traffic. They don't have a right to trespass. They don't have a right to attack people. And that's what they're doing. They're doing all of those things and calling it legitimate protest, and they're saying the police don't have a right to touch them to try to stop them from doing it. Now, see, one thing, and then they try to bring up the Civil Rights Movement. Well, let me tell you one thing about the Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement, they knew what they were doing was a violation of the law. But they were willing to violate the law because there was a bigger constitutional principle which says that the law itself was illegitimate. But Martin Luther King himself said, hey, we got to be prepared to go to jail because even though the law stands since it's been passed, the law is unconstitutional, and we need to bring that to the attention of the court. And that's what they did. These people are saying they got a right to trespass. No, they don't. Ain't no Supreme Court in the world going to say you got a right to trespass while you're protesting.
Well, you know, down there in Tennessee, Justin Pearson, one of the state legislatures, the black guy, I think he's the one that originated from the Philippines. He's on video blocking a throughway, and one truck
driver wanted to go around him, and he picked up a barrier cone and threw it inside the truck and hit him. And
sure
lo and
did.
Behold, he gets elected and reelected to his legislative position.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. See, this is one thing that's different between these protesters of today and the protesters of the civil rights movement. Aside from the moral cause, protesters of the 60s, well, you notice, if you go back and look at the documentaries, they're all dignified. They're well-dressed. They're not using any obscenities or profanities. They're orderly. They're sitting up there when they get arrested. They just go to the wagons and go to jail, and then they bring the cases in court. You look at these crazy bastards. They're eight batshit lunatic nuts. They're attacking the police. They're throwing things, breaking things, vandalizing things, and then they're trying to claim the moral high ground of the civil rights movement of the early 60s.
Right. And Sarge, that goes back to the remember the Summer of Love and remember what they were trying to do with the freaking courthouse and the guys put up a fence and they even tried to take the goddamn fence down, you know? And so, so they were, you know, they were throwing stuff over the fence. They were burning dumpsters. They were throwing firecrackers inside of it and all that stuff. And it's like, okay, if that's not the definition of interference with government business, I don't know what is.
What is? Yeah, what is?
Hey, excuse me.
You know,
hey, Robert. Robert. Excuse me. Robert, unmute the Jew and see if that music is gone.
You know another thing.
Yeah, he's away from his desk, and I can do it as well.
You know another thing.
Sound like you're taking a shower.
Hear him again.
All right, I'm unmuting.
I wasn't unmuting.
Let's see what happens.
Didn't I give you the suggestion? Hold on a second. Wasn't I the one that told you to start muting people, find out where it was coming from? Do you think I would have told you that if it was fucking me? Jesus Christ, use your brains.
Hey, listen. When he muted you, the music went away.
It's called coincidence. It's called coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. I don't give a fuck what you believe. I'm on my mobile phone. I don't have a mixer. I have to buy a new one. My mixer decided to give up its life after 10 years.
Well,
unbelievable. People don't deserve my fault.
Well, you're unmuted right now. Do you want to be muted again? Do you want to go away?
Yeah.
Or do you want to get the fuck
who
over
are
it?
You, madam? Who are you, madam? You got the finger on the
I'm
button.
I'm the co-host. I'm the co-host.
You're the co-host.
You want to battle me now?
You're very important.
You want to battle me?
No, you're very important.
Right.
You're very important.
Way.
You've got six people on the line. You're,
don't be talking that way about Lori, goddammit.
Don't talk that way about Lori. I unmuted you to give you the benefit of the doubt, and you're just being an asshole.
No, I'm pissed off because nobody used their brain.
Why are you being an
asshole
to me when I'm the one that unmuted you?
Why are you yelling? Nobody used their brain.
But you're not listening.
I'm the one that suggested you mute and unmute people to find out where it was coming from. So do you think I would have suggested that if it was me? Seriously, use your brains. Whatever you got left, use them.
Hey,
well, guess
it was your line.
You know what happens sometimes when we're doing
these
shows? Sometimes the person that the music is coming from doesn't even realize it. Because it's in the background.
Oh, okay. I just told you I'm using my mobile.
I got earbuds
in my ears.
There's
no way.
I don't hear some of the crap that's going on in the background.
No,
that's why I don't have my TV
on
or anything in the background when I'm talking. With my earbuds on,
the only thing in my background is.
So there's no reason to be a complete
and
total asshole on this show.
That's what happens.
Very loud.
I'm
going to
talk over you if I want. I'm the goddamn co-host. You're being the asshole.
Oh, wow. There you go.
All
right, that's good.
Well, when you're going by process of elimination,
sometimes you just can't be precise about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, remember, Sarge, it was my idea. But
you have
my phone. My mobile phone.
Okay,
my mobile phone is
that you can
playing.
Be proud of.
Right.
Okay, can we move
my
on
My mobile
now?
Phone is playing music. I don't know how that's possible, but my mobile phone
you
is
have
playing
one.
Music.
What do you
Come
think?
On,
what do you expect
brain.
Out of a $39.95 phone, Jew? God damn.
$39.95 phone? I only buy Samsung. I don't buy Chinese crap.
Oh, so you paid $25 for yours, huh?
Thank
Who
you, boy.
That? Hey, you, Ron. Come on, Ron. You're not stupid enough to make a comment like that.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You don't be hollering at Lori. You get yourself in some
well,
big,
Lori's
big,
hollering
big trouble.
Hollering at me. Why shouldn't I?
And
she's
I don't
know
got
who she
privilege.
Is, so I don't really
hey.
Care. But why
nah.
she's
got
hollering
the
at me? Why
nah.
is she hollering at me?
Because you're hollering
you
at everybody.
You already know why.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My reputation might precede me, but no, I don't think so.
Yes.
Well, you know, we know about
well,
it.
Not only does your reputation, reputation precede you,
go there.
But your attitude's still the same.
Yes, it is.
Well, I wouldn't think it would change. Well, okay, there you go. Why would it change?
You explained to me. Sure. Hey, listen. You explained to me this one little problem. Okay.
Yeah. What's
one
that?
Little problem. You suggested
Only one?
Muting lines. You suggested muting lines until we found where the music was. They
Didn't
started muting lines. They started muting lines, and when they hit your line, the music
oh,
went away.
Oh, I see.
Explain to me
I
that.
See.
Explain to me that.
It's called a coincidence. It's called a coincidence. That's what it's called.
Okay. Well, coincidence. Coincidence me this.
But I'm coming
how did
to
the music,
conclusion
how did
that none
the
of you are smart
get,
enough.
How did the music get
I'm
on your line to begin
that
with?
None of
how
you
did
are smart enough
get on
to have
your
me
line.
On the show.
Well,
how did,
my line.
How
are
did,
you fucking stupid?
Are you out of your... Yeah, you're the one that's stupid,
oh,
motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. I'm a motherfucker. Right, okay, you're
yeah,
intelligent.
Yeah,
listen,
you're so brilliant.
You
explained
that
out
you
that mobile phone
all right,
has the ability
you're so,
to
you're
play
so,
music and have a phone call at the same time. It is possible.
You're so fucking smart. You're so fucking smart. Explain to me how the music got on your line to begin with.
Fucking idiot. How the music
oh, wait a minute. Why is it?
Explain
why
to
is
me.
It,
explain to me how the music got on your line.
It wasn't
That's
on
one of
the
Chinese
line.
Spy devices.
Yeah. And
it was
even
coming
if you,
in
and
on
even
your
if,
line.
And even if you weren't at fault, why is it so unreasonable to conclude that when they mute you, the music stops, even if they're wrong about it? Why is that unreasonable?
Well, they're wrong about it, Sarge.
Well, maybe
that.
They are, but it's not
why
an unreasonable
play,
conclusion. Given, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Given the limited means at our disposal to determine where the sound is coming from, why is it an unreasonable conclusion to conclude that you were the cause of it when they knew you had stopped? It doesn't mean they're right. It's a reasonable conclusion.
Why would I play music? Can you stop fucking yelling? Why would I play music when I'm talking? Use your fucking brain.
Look, I didn't say you were. I said it's not unreasonable. That's what I said.
Well, your yelling is unreasonable.
God, man!
Stop
what are you being unreasonable?
Stop trying to make this point by brute force.
Why are you being unreasonable?
I'm not being unreasonable.
You have all accused me
wrongly. You know, I didn't call you names, madam, so why don't you hold your tongue?
I'm not going to. I don't have to. You're being an asshole.
Oh,
I am
describing your
behavior.
You're very, all right, you're very important.
I'm
well,
describing your behavior toward me,
of you
even.
Deserve,
I was
none
like,
of you
okay,
deserve
I'll
the one
angry
Jew.
You're wanting to get unmuted because you were saying
Look,
it wasn't you. I said, okay, let's
lies.
See what happens. And you, and me,
none
you immediately
of you
started being an
me.
Asshole to me, being an asshole
none
to the host.
Deserve
you
me.
Interrupted the host right at the beginning of the show.
Did
that's
I?
How rude
that's
you
a fucking
are.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my.
Look,
yes, he did.
He was in the middle of
at the very beginning of the show. He was introducing the show. He was talking, and
you
interrupted him right at the very freaking start. You cut out my nerves.
Why are you yelling
right
so much? Are you upset?
Laurie, cut him off.
Are you upset?
Let's click him. Click him, Laurie.
Yeah. You're
being unreasonable,
Laurie.
Man. It's just unreasonable.
Show us your balls, Laurie. Show us how many balls you got between your legs, Laurie. Click him. Go ahead.
I don't have no balls. I'm a woman. I know what a woman is.
Hey, man, I told you stop trying to insult Laurie. You're going to pay for that.
You're not acting like one.
Come on, man. That's not necessary. Look, okay. Maybe they were wrong about you, but like I said, it ain't like we got direction-finding equipment to determine what was the cause of the sound. I mean, you got to do it by process of elimination, and maybe you can make a wrong push on the button. Why are you making such a federal case out of it?
Why are you yelling?
Well, look.
Don't be insulting Laurie.
I didn't insult anybody back. Don't tell me what I can do. You can fucking push the button, big man.
Don't be insulting Laurie.
And get rid of me.
Because this can easily
get rid of me. Grow up.
Are you the co-host of it? Guess what? We can tell you.
Oh, my God. You're so important.
You're not paying for it, are you? Are you paying for this show? No, you're not. Are you the host invited to be a co-host?
I'm not stupid enough to pay PTR money. They're shit.
Good.
Apparently you are.
Well, then why are you calling
in? Yeah, here you are. He's in the service.
All we need now is Shabaka.
Shabaka.
We gotta get Nas on here too. Shabaka, Nas, let's get them all on.
Nas has been kind of reasonable lately, though, Laurie. Don't do that to Nas. Lately, Nas has been relatively reasonable. Now, so I gotta give him that.
Well, you know who we ought to get on here.
He's always been more than reasonable.
Get
we
Tave
need to
on
bring
here.
Perry.
No,
Smith.
Not
we
always.
We need to bring Perry Steele. He knows this man very well.
Perry Steele
is
dead.
Perry Steele
is dead.
I tell you what, he come back to life very fast. He knew you was around. I might call him.
He'll come back to life with Bill Wagner. Come on.
Let's have a seance.
Boy.
He'll come back to life when Bill Wagner comes back.
There's a reason why a certain female from Austin, Texas does not like the Jew there.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. Except I was speaking to her 2 months ago, and she did another disappearance. I'm not quite sure why. Let's talk about all the people that don't like the Jew or whatever. I don't give a shit. We're not giving a shit.
Anyway.
Really. I don't think anybody really said they don't like you. Have you heard anybody say that? I don't think anybody said that. We said we are disagreeing with you with your contentiousness right now. That's all.
Yeah.
Because you've insulted me. You've insulted me.
How did we insult you? We made a conclusion that may or may not have been correct. That's it.
Oh, okay.
You're making the mountain out of this molehill.
Well, you weren't the one that was muted. So what are you talking
about? Here we go again. If they'd have done that to me and they'd have been wrong, it wouldn't have bothered me one bit.
You're being accused, were you?
Hey, I'm just saying, it wouldn't have bothered me one bit.
I have muted Sarge, and he is taking it like a man, okay?
Yeah, he did it to me tonight!
I got muted earlier today
and didn't think anything of it!
Yeah, you weren't falsely accused, Sarge, so cut it out.
Well, they thought I was making some kind of noise!
Stop with the holier-than-thou.
And I wasn't!
Stop with the holier-than-thou.
Wait a minute! I'm telling you literally what happened. They thought I was making some kind of noise. I got muted, and it wasn't a big deal for me because I was unmuted about 90 seconds later. What's the big deal?
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, Sarge. I'm happy for
you. So since you didn't do anything wrong, and we muted you,
that's right.
And the music that was,
that's right.
And the music that was,
oh no,
and
no,
the
no,
music
no, you
that
falsely accused
us.
Me. Hey, you falsely accused me is what you did.
How
stop
did we falsely?
Muting, because it's not about the music.
Excuse me.
Oh, it was the Jew.
How did
it
we?
The
how
Jew.
Did we, fall,
the Jew was
how did
the
we
music.
Falsely accuse me?
You can all go
me.
Fuck yourself.
Okay,
go
away,
Jew. You know it.
Go away, Jew. You got some little Thai baby girl to go fuck. Go away.
Oh, big man. Look at that. Oh, we're going to go to the pedophile route. Oh, interesting.
You know the girl, you know the females have a short statue over there in Taiwan. They grow awful small.
Taiwan? I'm in Thailand, not Taiwan.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
that's
Thailand.
That's
where.
That's,
well,
yeah.
Do any of you know where
smaller
is
Thailand?
I took 2 R&Rs in Thailand. I'm very familiar with Phetchaburi Road. Okay.
I'm not familiar with Phetchaburi Road.
Well,
what
you should be.
About?
You should be because I am.
Well, he's probably
Bangkok. I don't live in Bangkok, Sarge.
All right, well, good. Well, that's where I spent
Thailand
most of my time.
Smaller than the ones in Taiwan, huh? Goddamn.
I don't know what the fuck you people are talking about.
Oh,
Thailand's
well.
A beautiful country. I'm glad I visited it. I loved it there.
I'm glad I live here.
Well, good. Stay there.
Intensive.
I'd actually really
you
like
I'm coming back to
America.
You think I'm coming
beautiful.
Back to America? Hey, Ron, you think I'm going to subject my half-white, half-Asian, half-Jewish son to what's going on in America? And if you want to complain about noise, complain about this fucking parrot who won't shut his mouth. You think I'm going to subject my son to living in America with all the bullshit that's going on? He'd be attacked all the time.
Why would he be attacked? Who would attack him?
He's half Asian, he's half white, and he's a Jew.
So?
And?
Well.
What's your point?
Well.
What do black people, who do black people seem to hate?
Asian.
Who do black people seem to hate in America? They don't like white people, they don't like Jews, and they don't like Asians.
So?
Well, that's interesting because my
again,
best friend
so,
in Minnesota is half
you so
half
ignorant
white,
that you go
and
around,
she has plenty of black
are you
friends,
so ignorant that
and
you
they're
don't
not attacking her on the street everywhere she goes. She goes to Minneapolis all the time.
Oh, okay.
To attend events and things
rule.
Like that. She's never
I'll tell
once
you what,
been
you are
by
so
some
smart.
Black person that
you are the smartest woman that ever had her finger on the button. Listen to
you're
you.
You're absolutely right.
He didn't
get attacked.
I'll give you the exception that proves the rule. I'll give you the exception that proves the rule. Bravo. That's a that you get the prize today
she
for
has
the
a lot
most
of
spotted
friends.
Prize. Well, okay,
she
so why? Yeah, she was the
family.
Who gives a shit?
She's never told
so
me anything about the black people randomly going up and attacking her because she's half Asian or any of her family. Only if that's a bunch of
oh,
crap
wow.
that you're talking about. And how the hell do
is
you know?
Right?
You're there in Thailand.
No, I don't read news. I don't read news. Right. I don't read the Wall Street Journal. I don't read the Drudge Report. I don't read Zero Hedge. Are you all so fucking stupid that you can make statements like that? Seriously.
I don't make any of those either. Are you so fucking stupid that you're
going to
assume that you know what I'm reading?
You're not physically here. You're just reading the news. Why, the news could be lying to you.
I didn't say that. I have said that you're
oh
not here,
God.
Are you? You're
but
in Thailand. You're not here in America. How the hell do you know what's going on here in America when you're not even here?
Yeah, did Sarge
okay.
know what was going on in America when he was fighting in Vietnam? Yeah, don't talk nonsense.
All right. Let me
All I know is that he's over there because he doesn't like it here. Because we haven't fixed it for him. But the bastard won't come over here and help fix it.
Oh,
well,
fuck you. I spent
well,
my
you,
entire life
you will
fighting
not,
that.
You will not
help.
You will not. You're a coward. You're a fucking coward.
I spent half my life fighting
you're
all that stuff.
You're a fucking coward.
What?
The women here in America look. The women here in America look women like.
I'm gonna cry about that. Oh my God. Does that make
you
feel better to say that?
You don't have the right to cry. You fucking coward.
I have the right to say whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
All right. I still have citizenship. So whoever's
welcome to the clusterfuck.
All right.
Hey,
look.
Bob, I took a look at your description page, and you're talking about brand new current events, things that are happening. I think the fact that your show is on the air is practically a brand new thing and something to be talked about. Because nobody shows on the air hardly anymore. So for you to be on the air, to me, it's like a new thing.
Because he's just not smart enough to not pay BTR.
It's perseverance.
BTR sucks. Why do you even put up with the terrible sound of BTR? Spreaker has.
Well, why do you call in to BTR?
Because you're there. Why not? Why'd the rest of you call
ding,
in?
Ding.
What, am I special?
Well, you think
use
you
your
are.
Use your brain. Damn
use
right
your brain. You think you are. I'm using my brain.
Oh, well.
And I've run into people like you before.
Hey,
well, you're not the first people
so
like me.
So this is the news worth listening
you're
to.
You're not the first one.
What are people like me? Who are people like me? Tell me.
Okay. I'm going to say, Matt, say something, please. Look, one angry Jew did, in all of his rantings, raise an issue that's worthy of unpacking and examining. And I think since he did bring it up, and it is a legitimate issue to discuss, even though I don't know if he wants to discuss it legitimately or not, and that is the object of, and that is the issue of anti-Asian hate, particularly that which is carried out by a tiny segment of the black community that is attributed oftentimes to white people and people who support Donald Trump. And I think that is an issue worth unpacking and examining. So if we could do that, maybe we could diffuse a little bit of this animosity. I'm all for it if anybody else is.
What I want to know is that the angry Jew?
Yes.
Yes, the angry Jew.
I'd just like to know if anybody would like to discuss that issue that he raised peripherally, because I think it is a worthy topic of discussion.
Hey, Joe.
It is a worthy topic of discussion.
Joe.
It's real.
Yeah, who's calling me?
It's Bianchi. Hey, that's the angry Jew who lives in Thailand where the women grow small.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least their pussies are tight.
What
right,
is it with you and the small women? I'm 5'8". I got a girlfriend that's 5'8", too. What are you talking about? And she's tough.
You don't sound the same, Jew. You sound different. You don't have the same voice.
How do I sound different?
The women.
Oh.
The
because,
females grow
because
small
my
and
mixture,
look awful
hold
young.
Hold on. I want to answer his question. Shut the fuck up. I sound different because I'm not on my mixer because my mixer broke.
Oh, okay.
Full of static. I
all
cleaned
right.
it. I took it all apart and I cleaned it with contact cleaner, but still didn't help. It still couldn't help.
I just remember you from the days of what's his name? Oh God, the guy
BTR.
That you helped get
BTR.
Off get off the air. What's his name? He was a good
Bill.
Host too.
Bill Wagner.
What was it?
Wake up,
Bill Wagner.
No, Bill Wagner's dead.
Bill Wagner.
No. It was the black guy that called your mother's house. Drunk?
Oh, wait a minute. Who was that? Because Perry didn't do this. Yeah,
Perry Steele.
Yeah,
Perry.
I didn't take Perry off the air. I like Perry.
Well, somehow he got off the air by calling your mother's and father's house, left a message there, thinking it was your
nobody
house.
Took
but,
Perry. Nobody took Perry off the air. Perry took Perry off the air. I don't even think he's alive.
Perry, well, I don't know about that, but the thing is, I heard from him about a couple of years ago, but I doubt if he took himself
heard from
off
him
the
lately,
air.
I can't try to call him right now, you won't. I can try to call him right now, you won't.
You should bring him
well,
on here.
Do it. Do it. I think Perry is one of the funniest people on BTR. Perry always cracked me up.
Mm. Well, all right. I'm sure that those days are bygone days, Jew. In any case,
no, they're not bygone days. The Jew can come back. In fact, I'm looking to buy myself a decent mixer, but it's difficult over here. I hate to have to order through Amazon.
Life is rough. So this is the news that is worthy, huh? Okay.
It's not that rough. Yeah, well, that's because they would rather flap their gums, and they're getting older too, and not sharper.
They're letting you flap your gums. You were never
very
shy about doing that.
But I'm still sharp.
You're sharp
as
when you used to be.
Before.
Yeah, well, that's not saying much.
Absolutely. That's your opinion. You're welcome to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To repeat the old Jew refrain. Absolutely. I remember you coming in just to make trouble. Just to make trouble.
Really?
Just like you're the white version of Brother Warren.
I'm sure that never happened. I'm sure that never happened.
You made sure it did.
Your memory must be a bit faulty.
Well, that it is. You remember?
I got notes somewhere. I'm going to have to go check them out.
Oh, come on now, Jew. You know you got a little bit of the gadfly in you. Come on now. Admit it. You do.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Sarge.
Yes, you do. Come
you
on,
like,
man. Let's be real.
You are what's that other guy? You're the white version of Mr. Solution. Both of you enter trouble.
I was the one that made Mr. Solution leave BTR. Mr. Solution and his riding his bicycle at a 60-degree angle. He couldn't defend that. And when I called him out on it, that's when he disappeared. It was on Debbie Daly.
But he's still around.
He didn't disappear. He was on TRS last night.
What's PRS?
That's on Blog Talk. That's Talk Real Solutions. It's broadcast on both YouTube and Blog Talk.
Well, wait a minute. They're still around?
Yeah. He was on last night.
Mr. Solution. Because when I get on the same show that Solution is on, he disappears.
I guarantee
you.
He ain't scared of you. I guarantee you that.
Everybody disappears when you're around.
I'm the one person that Mr. Solution could never battle.
Why is everybody focusing attention on you is what I want to know.
You know,
That's what he wants.
Like when Warren was on, everybody's focusing attention on somebody. He's a lightning rod for negative attention instead of going on with the show, which is what it's intended to be.
It's a show. It's a bunch of old people flapping their gums.
Let's do what Sarge has suggested. Okay?
That would
make it a little bit more of an intellectual show. All right? Well, if you aren't listening, Jew, I can't help you.
You brought it up.
Are you insinuating that this is a non-intellectual show at the moment?
No.
I think
you're trying to make yourself the focus of attention. That's what you're trying to do. And
you
succeeded,
you think
by
so?
The way.
I was about to say he succeeded.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have. George, what was that topic you wanted to talk about?
Okay, again, he brought up the issue peripherally, but nonetheless, it is a valid issue and is worthy of consideration. He brought up the fact that there is an enormous amount of anti-Asian, literally violent anti-Asian attacks as backed up by uniform crime report statistics collected by the FBI of anti-Asian hate crime directed at Asian people by black people. A tiny segment of black people, to be sure, but definitely a wildly disproportionate amount. And what's bad about it is they attribute it to white people and MAGA supporters, and it simply is not true.
Well, the last part of your sentence, I don't know
they're
about.
They're going after white people about
inordinate amount of blacks. Well, that's always been attributed
to black
people.
Well, I mean, disproportionate. I mean, wildly disproportionate numbers of black, identified black offenders
launching violent attacks on Asian people. And I'd like to point out, by the way, the same blacks who do that to Asians are the same ones who do it to black people in their own community, too. So let's get that straight. These people ain't right with anybody.
It is disproportionate across the board because if 52%, supposedly, of the crimes are being done by black people, whereby only 13% of the population is black people, that is disproportionate across the board, regardless of whether it's Asian or themselves or anybody else.
And what's worse than that, though, Joe, here's why it's worse than that. Because it's not 13% of the population doing it. It's not even the 3% of the population in the 17 to 34-year age range. Out of that 3%, it's maybe 2% of that. It's recidivist, repeat, violent criminals who do all this homicide for the most part.
And that's extremely important because the stereotypical image of black people is very pervasive, even amongst themselves. Isn't that right, George?
That's right. But it's black males between the ages of 17 and 34 who were brought up without fathers. That is the most universal characteristic they share amongst everything else. And they didn't exist like this 50 years ago.
Well,
and just for the record, in Thailand, most of the men here have no fathers. And they're not men. They're emotional. They're emotional like women. So most of the males here in Thailand suffer from the same thing. They have no knowledge of how to be a man because nobody ever taught them. Because not even their mothers take care of them. Their mothers leave them with their mother, grandma, and grandma brings them up.
And they turn into boy toys.
But the violent crime rate is nothing in Thailand like it is here, is it? I'm talking about the rate, crime rate.
No, it's not.
Violent crime rate.
I don't even miss carrying a gun here. Don't need it.
Okay.
This place is as safe as can be.
Well, how many people are in Thailand to begin with?
70-some million.
70 million? All right.
70 million in the country. That's right.
Good size country.
Well, do you know where Thailand is, Joe? Now I remember who you are. Do you know where Thailand is? Because nobody else seems to. They keep getting it confused with Taiwan. Everybody.
No, I keep on thinking
over
it's near
Taiwan.
It's in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, it is, but it's near Vietnam or
Cambodia,
I believe.
Just north of Cambodia.
It is due west of Vietnam and Cambodia. It's south of Laos.
It borders Laos and Cambodia. What are you talking about?
Well,
and
okay.
Malaysia.
Yeah, well, it does.
And
it
Malaysia
does, but,
and Myanmar.
But, yeah, and Myanmar. And they have a body of water called the Gulf of Thailand, which is immediately south of it.
I'm looking out my balcony door, Sarge, and about half a mile away, I'm looking at the ocean. That's the Gulf of Thailand.
Right.
Very nice. I wake up every morning, I have my coffee, and I look at the ocean.
Well, now that we've had our geography lesson, what's the point?
Well, most of you needed it.
All we need now is a tsunami.
I was thinking that.
I was here. I don't know if anyone should stop that incessant laughing. I was here for the tsunami.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, all you
got to
do is stick around long enough and you'll get one because they are regular occurrences in Thailand on the coast.
Yeah, they're not that. Really? When did the last
not
tsunami
as big
happen?
As that one that
happened. I was here for
that
it.
Was devastating.
When did the last one happen?
You mean big one? I'm not talking, they have small ones regularly. That big one? You mean like,
well,
no, I'm not talking about.
Hey, Sarge, the small ones they call waves.
Well, okay, they do have regular large wave activity. That's why they got the big seawalls down there.
We don't have big seawalls. What are you talking about? You talk about Thailand like you know. I live here. I love it when people tell me all about Thailand. You visited here and slept with hookers. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but I think you probably did. So what do you know about Thailand, the real Thailand, Sarge? Tell me.
I will confess to the fact that my excursions in Thailand were limited to the city of Bangkok. But Bangkok is close enough to the coast where I got a pretty good idea.
Bangkok,
I did take tours, and I did talk
yeah.
to the people who took me around the place.
And
I don't think the weather has changed, despite what they say about global warming. I don't think the weather has changed that much since then.
No, it's hot. It's hot and wet. It's hot and dry. That's their season. Right now we're in the hot season. It's almost 100 degrees every day. Not me. I'm in air conditioning. I'm enjoying myself. I'll make myself a cup of espresso. I hope the noise doesn't bother anybody. It's just espresso.
Well, I will surely defer to your superior knowledge of the region, because I'm not claiming that.
I live here.
Okay.
I'm an expert. I live here.
All right. There you go.
And I love the people. I'm looking at the comments on the chat there where somebody says that I suck my son's penis. You know, you got to wonder about the mentality of somebody that comes up with that, this Joseph Gibson, who has a show of his own. I don't know what his problem is, but if you want lawlessness, you go to Cambodia, because that's where there is no law. That's where... See,
well, don't they practice that? Don't
view.
Jews practice that? Why has it got to be so wrong? Don't Jews practice
view.
That in the Talmud?
I'm going to say it again. The Thais have a very dim view of people coming in and molesting children or even their women. They don't like that. In fact, if you want to get your ass kicked seriously and end up in a hospital for a long time, go do that, because they're not very
I'm
keen
doing
about
it.
That.
Ain't nobody going to kick
oh,
my ass, number
where?
One. Number two,
Is
do
that
you
right?
do they
is
practice that,
right? that
in the Talmud? Is that a practice and ritual in the Talmud? You're half Jewish. Is that something
Talmud.
That you practice?
I thought you meant that in Thailand. Did you get Thailand confused with the Talmud?
No, the
do
Jewish
you know
Talmud, fucking kike.
Do you know where Israel is? Fucking kike. Oh, did I upset you? I'm so sorry.
Let
me apologize.
Trust me.
No,
not in Thailand, number one.
You.
You're not in Thailand, area code 267, okay? Area code 267, you're not in Thailand.
I know you must be very upset. Yes, I'm not in Thailand. Hey, dumb fuck.
Okay, good.
You ever hear of a voiceover IP? You ever hear of
yeah, you're not making
you
an international call on Block Talk
you.
Radio with area
right.
code 267.
Right. You must love that idea.
Go to atlas.com.
We
can fucking reverse the fucking
is
call
right?
numbers, you dumb motherfucker.
Is that right? Oh, no. You seem very upset. Why are you so upset?
No, I'm very happy.
Can you control your emotions?
You know what happened to all the other trolls on Blog Talk Radio? They all went one by one.
I don't
one.
Know. Tell me where the trolls are. Where is that a song?
You're
going to
find out.
Did Barbara Streisand sing that? Did Barbara
You're
going to
find out.
Sing that? Oh,
ask
is that
Jessica.
Right? Oh, my
ask Jessica.
Oh.
Ask God's
oh,
Rainbow
no,
Ministry.
I don't know who that
ask
is.
Tony Gaga.
I don't know who
ask
that
them.
Is. Don't know who
well,
that is.
Well, you
sorry.
Find out. Find out.
Okay, I guess I will. You're very intelligent.
Good.
How did you get
Good.
So smart?
I was listening to you.
No, I don't think you got smart listening to me, because I don't think you can comprehend
Maybe you're right.
anything I said.
So,
That's
answer the question. Answer the question.
Yeah, Joe,
you're half
the
Jewish. Do you practice the Talmud?
Whatever it is.
Do you suck baby penis?
The what? The Talmud?
Well, what? Stutter? What? What?
Was
the light bulb?
There,
what?
There?
What?
Is that right? What is that?
I
What's
said, do you suck baby
penis?
Penis?
Why are you fixated on penis?
Well,
tell me.
No,
tell
I'm
everybody.
Not fixated. I'm wondering why it's in the Talmud and why you
well,
practice
you seem
that
to
as
be
a Jew.
Very fixated. You seem to be very fixated.
Now, I'm just repeating what's in the Talmud. I don't
do
practice
you, well, okay.
it. I've read
do
it,
you
though.
Have a small? Do you have a small penis?
Why are you asking a question with a question? Can you answer my question?
Is that your problem? Do you have a small penis?
Are you capable?
You're,
asking again a question. I'll be happy to answer all your questions if you answer
penis?
One of mine.
Well, no, I'm just wondering, are you compensating for your small penis?
I asked first. And the conversation usually goes that way.
I'll bet you haven't been laid in decades.
Maybe that, maybe right. Maybe you're right. Are you asking me?
I think I am.
Are you asking me? Are you asking me?
No. I think that was.
I'm making an assumption.
I don't think you've been laid in decades.
Okay, well, you think.
You
know, now that you've done thinking.
You don't sound to me like a man who's had sex recently. Because
that's
you're fixated
okay.
on boys.
It doesn't matter, though. That's not your problem.
Are you gay? Are you gay?
That's not your problem.
What are you
that
sound like
your problem.
Saul from the Jerky Boy. You
now,
sound
listen
like Saul
to me now. Can you
boy.
Answer the question?
Or,
do you suck
you,
baby
have
penis?
Have you met Saul? Have you
do
met
you
Saul?
Suck baby penis,
now
you fucking kite?
Now it's not even little boy penis. Now it's baby penis?
Well, yeah, baby penis, whatever. Your boy, the next-door neighbor's
why
boy, whatever. Whichever you sucked off this week.
For one fucking minute, you guys talk this shit. What the fuck? Grown adults act like complete fucking dogs. What's wrong with you all? God damn, man. Fuck. Let's talk something that makes sense.
Oh, stop saying
right.
Stop
baby
saying
penises,
that your senses.
Crunchy and milk and shit. Fuck me, man. God damn. Swear you fucking kids.
Well.
Fuck your shoes.
These
are your
children here, Ron
this?
Wreck. He called into the
what
show and started
the
bullshit.
Jew, Ron? What
okay,
is it
Ron.
About the Jew, Ron, that all of the nutcases come out for me? I
well,
you remember Karen? You remember
because
Karen,
you interrupted the conversation
her
tonight. Because you interrupted the conversation tonight like you've been doing for the past couple few shows that you've been back for. Okay, starting
oh
your bullshit.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. That's terrible. Oh, we can't have that.
It's rude.
Well, what
it's
are you
going
to do about it? Listen.
Well, since you claim to be in Thailand.
I don't know your name, so I'm going to call
well,
you.
You got a short memory, then.
What
you got a short memory, then.
I do have a short memory? Really?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah, you
what's
said
name
my name
too?
Earlier. You said my name earlier.
Well, I don't know who you are. Probably will remember you from somewhere. You're probably an ankle
okay.
biter. You were never good enough
okay.
to take on the one angry
it's
Jew.
Okay,
right?
It's okay with your insults. You don't bother me. Because
you only have
trust.
This one thing about... Something about
well,
in the,
I have
in
it.
The
I
Jewish,
have a question. You failed to answer it. You've dodged all around
did
it,
I?
Called everyone names, but didn't answer the question.
I think you're Saul from the Jerky Boys. You know Saul?
That's okay. It's okay.
It's
can
okay?
you think of anything
sure?
else? Can you answer the question,
I don't
though?
I'm not the one that brought up.
No,
I'm not
you
the
don't
one
know.
That brought up baby
right.
penis, which is not a surprise to anybody.
Well, it's not something I brought up or invented either. It's just something I read, and you claim
no,
to be half Jewish.
No,
I was just
no.
wondering
you,
if that was a practice of yours. Because we don't like fucking perverts on here. That's why.
You brought it up. Is that right? You're the one talking about baby penis, and you're telling me about perverts?
Look,
come
pal.
Now.
You can try to reverse it all you want.
Better than that.
All right?
You can do
simply
better than that.
Answer
sure
the
can.
Question.
Maybe not.
Answer.
But,
you're not going to
well,
answer, are you?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. What's
okay.
the question? What's the question?
I'm not going to repeat
question,
myself.
Penis man. Oh no, of course
you just said half
Joe,
of it right
the,
there.
That's the. That's
you're
the
not going to answer
because
you're a coward.
Man.
You're a coward. You're a coward, and you're a punk. You're a punk. That's what
oh,
you
my
are.
Oh God! Listen, I'm going to call you Saul. You sound like you
whatever
sound
you
like
want
Saul
to call me, but you're a punk.
Boy.
It's okay.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Punk.
You're a punk, and everybody knows
oh,
it.
You
failed to answer
wanna,
the question.
Come on, Toothless. You want to fight? Let's go meet somewhere.
Hey,
you want to go
hey,
fight?
Pal?
You think I'm in the States? Where do you think I am?
It doesn't matter. Anytime, anywhere.
It does
you let
matter.
Me know.
I'm not the one talking about baby penis. You are.
Listen, now you're jumping all over the place. You want to fight baby penis? What do you want to do? Come on. What do you want to do?
Yeah, you tell me.
Let me know.
You tell
you're
me.
Baby
you're the
baby
you're the smart
what are you
guy.
About? What the fuck is that?
You're the smart
like
guy.
Is that an Olympic sport?
I'm sure. Listen, give it 20 years, and I'm sure it will be.
With punks like you running around flapping their fucking gums, yeah.
Oh my
it will
God!
Be.
I don't run anymore. Hurt my
you
back.
Called in here,
not
you called
running.
Into this show tonight, and you disrupted it. That's what you did, all right?
Oh, come on, Saul. Listen, don't get so upset.
All right?
Have yourself
come
a
on.
Nice cup. Have yourself
oh,
a
I'm not
nice going to
get upset.
Listen,
I already told
cut,
you.
Listen,
I got a long history with you trolls.
Cut the edge of the bread.
All right?
Cut
and
all
I've dealt with you one by one.
The bread.
Listen,
yes, I'm
listen.
Sure you did. Oh, I'm scared.
What, you talking over me?
Saul. Saul, I'm very scared that you got me.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. God. An hour of that crap.
The one angry Jew is the king of fucking trolls. I've known that guy since the day I started talking on air. You know, he used to tag me on Perry Steele's show. But I got, you know, I don't let him get to me. You know what I mean? That's what he wants. He wants to get to you. And, you know,
he didn't get to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he got you. You're getting mad. I listened to
you. No, I'm not mad. Trust me. I'm not mad. I told him I'd deal with him, and I will. I will in time. Trust me. I will. He'll be gone like the rest of them.
I wouldn't waste my breath of time.
Well, if he continues to hack into shows, Ron, and calling and disrupting the shows, I don't like that.
Oh, I know.
And I spent a lot of time on Block Talk Radio. So when you disrespect me, I'm not a keyboard warrior. I will handle it.
Well, I'm just telling you. The best way to do is avoid them. I talk to them. I don't get into. They're trying to get my goat. You know, that's what they do. They try to piss you off, and I just don't. I don't give it to them. And it's just so
but you're disrespecting the platforms, Ron. You know.
Well, yeah, absolutely. They fucking right. They do. That's what they do. That's the whole mission, is to fuck your shit up. You know, fuck everybody's shit up.
I mean, I'm in for a debate. You know me. I love debating and everything, and I don't mind arguing. But when you start talking really out your ass like that, just there's no point.
Right. Exactly. It's worthless. Waste of time.
Yeah, that's what he did. Because these guys were having a good conversation. I was listening. I didn't even call in tonight. I was just listening, you know?
Right.
I mean, and then it just got way off track.
Well, I just got back in my car, and I said, what the fuck? I'll call in the show and sit and listen while I'm driving. Then I heard that going. I said, I got to interrupt this.
That's what I did. I said, oh, man.
And you know, I don't call him the one angry Jew. I know he's listening right now and everything. But I started calling the one anal Jew, you know, but that's me.
Well, Robert's show is usually pretty clean, though. Robert's show is usually pretty clean, and you have a pretty good
–
we usually have good conversations on here, and I don't want to see that get ruined, you know?
Right. Well, you know.
I just got to laugh because he actually thought I had balls.
You do? Can I see them?
Well, what's going on here? That's the second time now you've been called a. Does somebody know something we don't know?
So wait a minute now, Laura. You mean to tell me when you and your boyfriend are getting down, you don't have no balls? At least
I don't got no balls. I'm sorry. Apparently,
so
you thought I did.
Your boyfriend got balls, don't he?
If I had a boyfriend, yes. All my boyfriends have
balls.
Well,
I mean, there you go. If your boyfriend got balls and you're getting down, then for that period of time, you got them balls.
That's true.
That's what it was.
I'll fly up there, Laurie. We'll compare balls, okay? All right.
Do your balls hang low? Can you toss them to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow?
Can you tie them in a bow?
Sorry, one thing. Wait, sorry,
can
not for
throw
nothing.
Them over your shoulders?
when you start questioning your surface, you know, that's a little
desperate. Check this out. This white guy, this Polish guy and this black guy stand on the bridge and taking a piss. The Jewish guy says to the black guy, damn, this water's cold. And the black guy says, yeah, and it's deep, too. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little upset because I spent a lot of money on my teeth, man, you know. I mean, I got the implants on the bottom, you know. I mean, that cost a fortune.
Oh, God, another art did that. I got one of my clients.
I have to. I've been in so many fights.
50 fucking grand to do that. Fuck no. There is no way I'd spend $60,000 on myself unless it's a new boat or truck. Got no fucking deal.
They are. They're about $3,000 a piece. About $3,000 a piece.
Insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, paid,
I know as well. I got implants as well, upper and lower. It's insane how much it costs. Three surgeries later, and oh my God, a year and a half.
Well, my Johnson implant
nothing but soft noodles and shit.
Oh, I know. Oh, I can't eat an apple.
Well, that's the point. You can't eat a fucking apple. Goddamn. Pork chops and applesauce. Come on, you fag. Up to people can't drive more. I'm not talking to you guys, sorry. I'm in my car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound kind of far away, unlike usual.
Yeah, it's modern technology and these expensive fucking cars are bullshit. I want my money back. Even though I stole the car anyway, but anyway.
It's kind of like missed anyway what happened. But when you guys were talking there earlier, and I remember Sarge cutting in, and then all of a sudden just the show just went to hell. I came back 5 minutes later, and everybody's arguing. I heard Bianchi arguing. I said, uh-oh.
Well, Bianchi and Sarge knows what you do. You guys know that motherfucker. You know?
Then I heard Alaskan up there saying, you, ask you. I thought Cave called in.
Well, hey, I'm going to lose you guys soon when I hit the mountains, but I'm going to try to throw a show up about 11 o'clock if you guys want to join me.
Well, one angry Jew tonight was just determined to be to make a manufactured outrage, and that's what he did. He got muted because we're trying to figure out where noise is coming from. In the process, when that thing happens, one at a time, you mute everybody until you figure out where the noise is coming from. He got muted. He said he wasn't making a noise. And he decided to manufacture it into a controversy, and that's literally what he did.
Son of a bitch was disrespectful to Larry.
Me after I unmuted him.
Yeah.
When that happens, it's time to whoop ass.
Yeah. I mean, we got to stop this hiding behind a computer crap, man, you know? Deal with it.
I know.
You know?
I mean, and I had gotten muted earlier, and I understood it probably because they thought I was making some kind of noise. Maybe I was. It wasn't no big deal because I got unmuted within less than a minute and a half later. What's the big deal?
After you woke up.
He was trying to do what he was doing because he wanted to manufacture a controversy and have the whole damn show be about him. It's bottom line.
Sarge, he did it on my show. He did it on my show, remember?
Well,
I don't know where it is about you and Sarge's show. I'm sitting here with my toes and fingers crossed Chewbacca don't show up.
Oh, my God.
We're magnets.
He hung up on me, Sarge, the other last week, you know. He kicked me off the show.
Well, yeah, I remember he did. He did kick you off the show. But today though he told me that we were talking about Abu Mumaya Jamal in his case in Philadelphia, the guy that convicted of killing Officer Daniel Faulkner in Philadelphia, and there was a whole bunch of evidence against him, all kind of evidence, and he got convicted, and now they're trying to get everything reversed about it because they're saying blacks from the jury and other constitutional issues, blah blah blah. Anyway, we got to talking. And he was saying, yeah, and they might let Joe Gibson come on the show, and they would let Joe Gibson come on as jury against me. He was talking about a hypothetical case in which he might be accused of a crime like that, and they let somebody like Joe Gibson, I guess. I was like, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. I can guarantee you, with Joe Gibson's distrust of governmental activities, you would probably want somebody like Joe Gibson on your jury. Because if he thinks the government did anything wrong, more than likely, he will vote for your acquittal. He is exactly the guy you would want to be on your jury. I say you obviously don't know anything about the man's position.
Yeah, I know. That's true. You're absolutely right, too. I would want him to walk.
I guarantee I'd be convicted. If Joseph was on my jury and I was the fucking defendant, I would go to prison. Or if not, the fucking chamber. You know what I mean? Joseph Gibson, vote for him in North Carolina next round. So anyway.
Yeah. He had it completely wrong about that. Joe Gibson is the guy, if the government has any defect in their case, Joe Gibson is the guy who's going to vote for your acquittal more than anybody else, probably.
I'm an extremist, they say. It's like they say anti-government. How can I be anti-government when I'm saying restore the republic? How can I be anti-government?
Exactly. if the government is violating your constitution. And I told him, I said, look, I believe Abu Mumaya Jamal is guilty of murdering Officer Faulkner. But they are raising some constitutional issues in this trial that deserve examination. And if they are found to be constitutionally defective, then he would deserve a new trial. And given the fact that all the witnesses are probably either dead or you're not going to be able to find them, and a lot of the evidence cannot be revisited, he might get acquitted. But I said, that doesn't change the fact that I absolutely believe he did murder Officer Faulkner. But the Constitution is the Constitution, and you can't ignore it.
Yeah, I don't know if he did or not.
I'm certain he did. I absolutely believe he did.
Yeah, but there's doubt. There's reasonable doubt.
There's not reasonable. I don't think there's reasonable doubt about the murder. There's reasonable doubt about the process by which he was convicted, including the possible exclusion of blacks from the jury deliberately. That is a constitutional issue that should be examined if there's any merit to it.
And he has to walk then. He has to
You get a new trial. That's what you get.
I don't like that because you don't know what has been construed or twisted or covered up now or buried. You know, I mean, that just calls for corruption. You have to start all over, right? If you want to start all over with the investigation.
Yeah, and that's why they probably have to dismiss the whole case because they will not be able to bring adequate evidence in a new trial of his
exactly.
Guilt.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it would not mean automatically that the charges would be dismissed. It could, but not necessarily. Or the district attorney might not decide to pursue a new trial. The prosecutor's got
that'd
that kind of
be a smart thing to do. You know what, Sarge? How long has he been in there now?
Oh, 44 years.
Let the guy out. Let him out. Enough is enough. You know?
They did reverse his death penalty conviction. They reversed the death penalty for his trial and sentenced him to life in prison.
I know his stepfather, Ishaka Mufa Barashango, died owing me money out of Philadelphia.
How about that? How about
that's
that?
That's interesting. You better go collect somehow, Bepianki, somehow. Some flowers off the grave or something.
Yeah, well, you know. But still, but look, I ain't never got no problem, even if a guy's guilty, if there's constitutional defects in his trial or anything else, then, he's got the right to appeal it to an appellate court. And, that's entirely appropriate. But that ain't going to change the fact that I believe the man was guilty. I think the evidence that convicted him was more than enough. Eyewitness testimony and everything else. Ballistic testimony. The gun was his. You had ballistic testimony. The only thing they didn't do that would cost cast things in a light, they did not perform gunshot residue test on his hand. If they had performed the gunshot residue test on his hand, they might have had an ironclad case, but they didn't do that.
Shit.
I'm not the guy, man.
What are we doing, folks?
What?
60 seconds.
Uh-oh.
60 seconds? You're dead. All right, well, I'll be on the air.
So I guess if you're going to call in, you better call in now. Got about 45 seconds.
Uh-oh.
646-478-5284 before we go into the bonus hour. If you're listening online, your audio is going to be dropping in about 30 seconds. So if you want to continue on with us, you've got to call in now.
Bonus.
Sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
Well, again, like I said, in Faulkner's case, they didn't do a gunshot residue paraffin test on Jamal's hands. Had they done that, I think they would have locked up the case
back in.
Absolutely conclusively.
Here we go. Somebody else is on there, too, Robert.
Yeah.
Who's on with us right now? Are we all here? I was just in no man's land.
Yeah.
I was like way out there, man. There was no, I couldn't hear anybody. Where? And then Robert came. He said, hello.
Well, I say one thing, boy, there's some strange people out here nowadays.
Oh, my God.
What other understatements have you got to make?
God,
yeah. No kidding. No kidding.
And that's what gets me.
Hey, have you ever seen TikTok? Have you ever spent any time on TikTok? Good God.
I try not to. I try not to.
I don't want to be on that stuff.
It
but
is,
you know,
madness
something?
On that thing, man. Sheer madness.
But hang on, Sarge. You know something, though? I don't think China has any influence over us over TikTok. Leave it alone, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's just government control.
Well,
you know?
Again, I don't think they're trying to do any content moderation. They're saying they're doing something about ownership of the platform, not content. They can still keep putting out the same crap, clap, trap they're putting out right now if they just change ownership.
Yeah.
It's not a censorship issue.
Well, I like it because it's got the, you know, it does good with the, I like the short videos, but I just don't like how they don't continue them, you know? I mean, sometimes they got some good videos on there, you know?
Well, I think it's up to them how they want to run their platform. That's what free speech is all about. But I do think there's a national security issue. The problem is we got so goddamn many national security chinks in our armor involving Red China. I don't think it's going to make a huge amount of difference. But I'm not going to deny that there is a national security issue involved with TikTok along with a whole bunch of others.
No. What can TikTok do? What can it do?
China.
It collects information and data.
How?
It collects information and data. Because of the way you have to sign up to the platform. That's why. That's how.
Oh.
They monitor
it.
Once
you buy a TV.
Again, that's why I said it's not the only one. But in addition to it being a national security issue, it also provides brain rot. Now, I said a minute ago, they're not trying to moderate the platform, and that's true. But if you got a national security issue independent of the brain rot crap they put on there, well, yeah. I mean, tell them to sell it to somebody else that isn't connected to the Chinese Communist Party, and they can still keep doing all the brain rot claptrap they do.
But they wouldn't let Google into their country. And I'll tell you something else. If what you see on TikTok and the like of them is what you would use to fight a war in, we're in trouble.
Oh, man, are we ever.
Woo!
Lord.
True.
Well, that's why the Chinese is monitoring TikTok so closely. Is because they want to know when the population is sufficiently stupid enough to not be able to defend themselves.
Amen.
It's getting close.
And not only that, I mean, China doesn't allow that kind of stuff in their country. I'm saying, that's because of China, and they censor every damn thing. But they understand how harmful the content that they allow in the United States will be to their population. And they don't have a First Amendment over there.
What happened over the years? When did China start? I mean, when over the years after World War II did they really take real, like, dominance on the scene in the economically wise? What years
when
do you think?
When Nixon opened up China to favored nation trading status, Richard Nixon, together with Henry Kissinger, made a Cold War strategy and decision to separate Red China from the Soviet Union. That's when he decided to initiate contact with them, in part due to them withdrawing much of their support from the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. That's when it started, back in 1971 or 72. And remember, Nixon, the great anti-communist, the anti-communist hawk of the 1950s, was a guy who went to China to open everything up. That's where it all started. It was a Cold War strategy to separate the USSR from Red China, and to a great extent, it succeeded.
Well, hell, Japan is the same way. Just do an inventory around your house. Every damn thing is damn near made in China. They don't defeat us. United States is defeated economically by those two countries. And that was their plot after the war. We ain't gonna, we may not be, hell, Japan tried to buy U.S. steel.
Yeah.
They was going to buy U.S. steel. Could you imagine what would have happened in World War II if it wasn't a U.S. steel?
Oh, we were finished then. We'd be done.
Well, back then, though, the United States had a really thriving steel industry. I mean, we were making steel like nobody else in the world at that time. So either we'd have lost U.S. steel, it would have been a significant loss to the war effort, but I think it could have been made up by the other steel manufacturers that remained.
Yeah.
I mean, we were really making steel like nobody's business. I mean, I wish people really understood the magnitude of America's logistical effort during World War II when it was a major industrial power in the world. It was staggering. It's almost beyond belief if you look at today at the amount of war material the United States was able to produce. It is simply almost beyond comprehension compared to what we're capable of today, which is nowhere near that, even making the same kind of stuff they made 80 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we don't have the workmanship or quality that we once had. That's the problem.
We don't have the infrastructure, the plant to do it. Literally don't, even though we got the abilities with computer animated design and 3D printing and all stuff to make stuff even faster. If we had a comparable industrial plant to what we had in the 1940s, we could churn out shit even probably five times as great as we did during World War II with the modern techniques we got of manufacture today to be able to do it rapidly.
Hell.
We just don't have the industrial plant to be able to do it.
Hell, China uses espionage on the United States every which way but loose. Look at all their tactical fighters. Look like the United States. Look at their damn warships that they're building. Hell, they were building mock aircraft carriers and doing diving bombing raids on them.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
You see our jet fighters we got today? It puts everybody else to shame.
In many ways, but other ways.
Those Raptors. The Raptors? Oh, my Lord.
Well, they're amazing.
The Raptors aren't anything special.
That's not what I heard.
Amazing aircraft, but what I got a problem with is their vulnerability because they are hackable. That's what I got a problem with. They're hackable.
And they got one new one that just came out.
I don't think they're as well insulated against being hacked or against electromagnetic pulse disruption as they claim to be. Remember we had all those aircraft going haywire a couple of years ago? Stealth aircraft and all that other stuff?
They got a new one that cost $4.3 billion.
And they traced it to a lack of shielding and other things in the electronics. Now, I don't know if they've corrected it or not, but if they haven't, that is a significant liability.
What could it have? What could it have, an aircraft that cost $4.3 billion? What the hell could that thing have on it?
Great big kickback.
There is.
It's got to be.
Absolutely
right.
But even absent all the payoff, those things would still be worth about $2 billion, even without the graft and corruption. It would cost that much to actually manufacture.
It's got invisible technology.
They got every kind of goddamn technology you can imagine in them goddamn things, man. The carbon fiber.
It goes 1,700 miles an hour. Imagine that. 1,700 miles an hour. It goes right up almost into outer space, and it turns invisible.
That's over Mach 3. That's over Mach 3.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, that is moving. Mach 3.5. Although the stealth fighters can't go that fast because of the way they're made.
Why in that? I would love to be in that thing, man. That'd be one thing I guess I would like to do.
They can't go that fast. I think you're more thinking about that.
I was reading about it yesterday. Well, it can.
Well,
that sucker's amazing, man.
The F-22 can, but I don't think the F-35 can.
They said it goes on to some kind of plane that makes it, like, almost transparent. It doesn't turn invisible, but it is invisible. It's weird how they said it, you know? I mean, I know the radar can't pick it up, but it's like how they said it. It's like it goes to like another – it's going so fast and it breaks – we know it breaks the sound barrier, but it goes into this like other – I forgot how they said it, man. Like another dimension, like, you know? It's like it just – like it's like
aircraft have been breaking the sound barrier since the 1950s.
Yeah, I know. I forgot how he said it. I don't know how he said it, but it's almost like it's invisible, but it's not. You know, it doesn't – it's still physically there, but it's not there. You know what I mean? It's going so fast,
you know,
you can't see it.
I mean, the speed of sound at sea level is something like 738 miles an hour. So it's not like it's that.
Yeah.
So
it
said
go break the speed of sound three times over. I think it said or something. I don't know. I forgot what it said. I don't remember. But I know it because I was concentrating on like how it turned invisible. It goes so fast you can't see it. That's how he said it. You know. I mean, that's amazing, man.
In order to do all that, though, you got to spend a hell of a lot of money to make an aircraft. And while I do allow for your point about corruption and kickbacks, and the price is bloated, but if you took away all that bloat, you're still talking about a $1 billion aircraft, easily.
And don't forget, now it could park stationary in the air too. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, this is all the stuff they got, man. It's just the technology will blow your mind. I mean, it's just allowing us to see.
Yeah, it's there. I agree with that. I mean, well, we got $600 hammers, man. Let's not forget that. The same kind of hammers you can go to Ace Hardware and buy for $8 or $9.
What's this Operation Blue Beam they had years ago? That, and then they had the Harp Tower that can generate sound waves that can shake the ground, and they're crazy, man. It's stuff they got.
No, it's really almost it's almost like alien technology if you stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
But look, that's
why we're so relaxed.
Look, scientific technological advance in the 20th century, 21st century. Look, they started flying aircraft, and now look at what they started with 1903 with the Wright Flyer. In 1903, you had the Wright Flyer, basically a kite with a big lawnmower engine in it. Fast forward 30 years later, 3 decades, you had the first modern airliner, the DC-3. Now, hey, that itself is a huge leap that people don't even appreciate. In 30 years, you went from the Wright Flyer to the DC-3, a modern airliner that could carry passengers reliably across the country at 180 miles an hour cruising.
And what about Hitler now? Hitler and all his stuff. They got a lot of that stuff from him.
Yeah, I mean that was a really short space of time for all that advancement. Now we've come 90 years since then. We shouldn't be surprised at the rate of technological advancement now.
Okay. Now, hang on. Let me throw this at you now. Okay. In that short amount of time, look how much we've advanced. And you're going to tell me we've been here a million years? Yeah, okay. All right. And we've only advanced, you know, come on. No way.
Yeah, well, look, Joe. I mean, okay, look, Joe. Look, everything we got today that they're building all this remarkable shit with, microprocessors and printed data circuits and all this other stuff. You know, all this stuff. It was there a million years ago, and nobody knew what to do with it. They couldn't make it into the stuff. It took knowledge. People had to gain the knowledge out of this stuff. They knew what lightning was. They didn't know lightning was electricity, but it was
a wheel.
It was all around them.
They didn't know what a wheel was, spinning, going round and round, rolling something.
Yeah. Knowledge is the most important thing in the world. It's the most important resource.
So how come the knowledge only increased the last 100 years or 150 years and all the millions of years before that?
I don't think that's really true either. I think it's been rapid. I mean, the pace of technological development was steady, but it always continued. In the 20th century, gave us tools like the ability to harness electricity, the ability to use the internal combustion engine, the discovery of the microscope and the electron microscope, and that just unlocked the doors to everything. Because you could actually see matter at an atomic level.
You couldn't do that before. It took that knowledge to unlock this rapid progress we've had ever since then.
Speaking of weird stuff,
if they ever perfected antimatter, it would be a gram of antimatter would be worth over $1 trillion. But, you know, Joe, here's the thing. This country don't spend the money on education of all kids like they should. You know, we should be way more advanced than what we are today. Seems like they want our damn adversaries to catch up with us or something. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Educate these American kids.
Well, yeah, we got to understand that there are elements of this country that want the United States to be diminished because the United States still is a nation predicated on the notion of individual liberty. No matter how much that notion has been diminished, it's still there. And that threat of its revival means the United States has got to be diminished in order to establish the worldwide serfdom that I think these bastards want to recreate.
All right. Now, let me ask, where's Lorianne at? Right. Speaking of stuff that's weird, right, check this out. I'm leaning on my counter, right, looking in the mirror, you know. I'm leaning on my counter looking in the mirror, right, the other night, and I had this flashlight. It's a square flashlight. It's really heavy, but it's a light, and it was to my left of my hand. That sucker flew off my counter, right? And I thought I hit it by accident. I'm thinking I didn't hit that damn thing, you know, because it was just weird. That was a freaking ghost again, man, that damn ghost in here. I'm telling you right now, it flew across my bathroom. It landed like maybe, like, say, about 2.5 feet behind me. I was like, what the hell? You know, after I started thinking about it, I'm like, how'd that get there and land like that? And so I started knocking it off the counter, you know, like trying to get it, like, where it was. There was no way it went that far. Something threw it. There's something in there. There's something, so I got something prowling around here.
I'm telling you, you got, like, a poltergeist, man.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
It's beyond just, you know, it's not just like a regular ghost.
And if I was
like a poltergeist situation.
Yeah, Joe, maybe it boded for
was,
you, too.
If I, you know, yeah. Joe, if I was you and you do have a poltergeist in your house, I would be making all attempts to become friendly with that thing because you know that that sucker can save your ass.
You better
put parking over the door.
How's it going to save me? How's it going to save me? What's it going to do, fight my battle?
I don't know. That's what the old folks used to do.
Put
heart tubes over their doors.
Ask Mike. Ask L.A. Ask Louisiana Mike. He'll tell you.
Hey, Joe, maybe he could throw
that flashlight on the floor when somebody walks in your door and do two things. One, scare the shit out of them, and two, wake your ass up.
Well, Patrick Swayze ain't here, so, you know.
I'm giving him advice on how to deal with it. You know, don't be angry with it, because anger causes anger, you know. Because obviously, you know, it's trying to say something. It's to send you a message of some kind, and we can't assume that it is a negative. You know, it's trying to get your attention. Taking a heavy
we've got video of it.
And throwing it across the room, behind you or whatever. You know, you're not there. It's not at you, but it's trying to get your attention for some reason. You know.
And guys, we got video of this. We have documentation. Burn that sage through the house, and when it gets kind of smoky, you can see the outline of that spirit.
They got new technology now that can pick up like voices that we can't hear through the ordinary ear, and I've been watching these documentaries and everything, and they can, you know, put these little devices in, and you can talk to it, and it'll talk back to you, but you can't hear it with your ear, but through the machine you can hear it. You know,
a good dog can do that.
Yeah, dog too, yeah. Dog, they can hear things that we can't hear, yeah.
Yep, maybe, that's Joe, freaky. You could make friends with it, and then it can scare people into voting for you the next time you run.
I don't know about all that, but, you know, I don't know about making friends with stuff, you know. I don't. I'd rather just not have
well,
it here.
You know what?
You know what?
It could be your fucking guardian angel.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? They say we entertain angels without knowing it, so, you know.
I mean, you're on this. You're on. Hey, you're on this earth, and for whatever reason, you're still here. When you shouldn't have been.
That
is
true.
Yeah, I used to believe that when I was a kid. I used to believe that whenever I masturbated, I turned the lights off.
Well, but Robert's right though. I've survived what, 2 murder attempts? You know, near death experiences 2. You know. Where I should have been dead.
Yeah, I know what you mean
you
about that one, man. I don't know why I'm still here.
Yeah.
You may be a star child, Joe Gibson.
I think I'm a teacher from law averages.
a star child.
What's that?
From the stars. He's from the stars, man.
Oh. No, I'm not an alien or something like that. I'm not a fallen angel.
You don't know that for sure.
We're laughing, but some of that shit's true, man.
Yeah,
because
that's what they say.
Too many people talk about it. It's got to be some truth to it.
Too much documentation today, you know, especially with technology. You just can't deny it anymore, you know.
Well,
I mean, look, nobody would believe me. Nobody would believe me, but I got video. If I was on here telling you guys this, you probably would doubt me or believe me half and half. But now I got video. You can't deny it. I can show you the video.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, Joseph, listen to me. It's not important whether we believe it or not. What's important is, do you believe it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I saw it with my own eyes.
Okay.
I mean, the video, and I saw what happened the other day.
that's all that has to be. I mean, it's just like these people abducted by aliens. Can they prove it? No. Do they believe it? Yes. So, who cares? If they believe it, that it actually truly happened to them, then guess what? It actually truly happened to them.
According to their belief. But did it actually, in reality, did happen? That's where you have to have evidence and credibility. That's, you know, and that's important. Sure, you can believe whatever you want, and that's true, your own truth. Nobody can take that from you, but is it really reality? You know?
Well, let me tell you something. Every society, and I know some society that have those type of sightings of, hell, boy, up there where you are in the remote areas, you ought to be able to see something.
I know.
Yeah, you would think, but I haven't. You know, hell, I lived up here for 20 fucking years before I saw my first fucking bear in the wild.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Does it mean that the bears exist or don't exist? No. It means that Boyd himself did not see a bear himself in the wild.
Well,
it could have very well been that the bears were within 20 or 30 feet of me. I did not see them.
But boy, something has got to be making them big piles of shit.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, something's making those piles of shit, but I ain't seen them.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, really? Let me ask everybody a question. Did you guys see what happened in Winston-Salem? That video that's going viral, that kid that smacked the teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah. You know,
I'm surprised. It's just sick.
If I was this teacher, I would be in jail right about now.
Yeah, me too.
There is a teacher
who just went to jail the other day. A student called him the N-word, and he squared off and beat the snot out of this kid.
Really?
Instead of taking him to the principal and having him dealt with administratively, this teacher just hauled off and went all full-blown gangster on him and started beating him. I mean, he was just throwing hooks left and right. He was much larger than the student. I mean, he beat the crap out of this kid, and they arrested both him and the student. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that ain't right.
Well,
that ain't right.
You can't lock the student up because that's what they hear at home.
Well, I know, what I'm saying is that there is no reason for a teacher to beat a student, even if he did call him that, because he's supposed to deal with him administratively, take him into the principal for disciplinary action. You can't have a teacher. He got arrested. The teacher got arrested.
But what about
assault? He should have been. The kid didn't hit him first. He called him a bad name. That's all.
I know, but this kid did hit the teacher.
What?
There are cases
different.
Like that.
Well, wait, that's different, though. That's
the kid be kicking. Hey, you had one case where a student picked up a desk over his head and was going to get ready to conk a teacher, female teacher.
Oh, shit. I don't give a damn what they say. Every teacher's got the right to defend themselves against an attack, attack by a student. That ain't negotiable. You got the right of self-defense. I don't give a damn what the school board or school administration says. They're full of shit if they say anything else.
Right.
But this the case I'm speaking of was not self-defense. This teacher just took offense to what the student called him and started beating the hell out of him.
Nah, words are nothing, man. Words don't mean nothing.
Especially when you're a teacher, you got the authority to have him disciplined.
Yeah. Especially a child.
He's probably about 15 or 16, but still, I mean, the teacher was one hell of a lot bigger, and he sure beat the shit out of this kid. Although, that's one thing I got to say that's good about having men as teachers, because when they get out of hand, men are more likely to be able to kick their ass on the spot when they attack them. These women teachers just get the shit beat out of them. When I was going to school, high school, man, we had teachers that were men. We had most of the teachers were World War II veterans. We had this one guy named Mr. Holland. Mr. Holland had jumped into Sicily. He jumped in Normandy, and he jumped in Holland. He had the Silver Star and two Purple Hearts, and he would beat the shit out of anybody who would get out of line. Everybody, same thing with Mr. Richards, the gym teacher. I mean, these guys were genuine badasses. Nowadays, you wouldn't be finding no children like we're squaring up with men like that today. These women do not project the kind of authority, given the fact that these young boys are not brought up in a home with a father to teach them how to behave and all this other shit, and they get in school, and they got women who really can't control them, and they're confronted with women who are telling them how to behave, and they're rejecting the authority. Why are we surprised?
Well, when I grew up and I was in elementary school, all of my teachers were women. And I can guarantee you one thing. Those women had control of the classroom. There was no question. There was no questions about it. Because if you got out of line, you were in front of the class and the paddle was going across your ass.
Well, yeah, gunslinger. But the culture you were growing up in supported that. It doesn't anymore. It doesn't.
Yeah, it's against.
That's why the women like what you're describing were able to exercise that sort of authority.
Yeah, you're not getting away with that today.
That's right.
No, thank you, Dr. Seuss.
Mm. Yeah, but you had people who abused it, though. You had people that abused it, you know? And that's why you can't trust teachers today to take that type of action.
You know, the people who abused it in school, that abused kids in school, had their comeuppance from the rest of the community. They would go out. And fathers would get together, and fathers would go down, They would find the teacher that was doing the abuse, and remarkably, the abuse ended right away. After the teacher returned to class, the abuse had stopped.
And meanwhile, the damage is done, though, you know? I mean, the kid screwed up for the rest of his life, you know?
That's what you think. That's what everybody else wants. That's what everybody else wants to think.
Well, every person is different, you know? But some kids end up screwed up for the rest of their life.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. I guess, I mean, not some kids don't end up. You abuse a child,
yeah,
man. That could affect
the
child for the rest of their life.
Yeah. The kids today are screwed up for the rest of their fucking lives because they have never, ever had to deal with discipline. And when the discipline comes, by God, it fucks them over. And they don't understand why they got what they got.
We're not talking about discipline. We're talking about abuse. We're talking about abuse, not discipline.
Hell,
you abuse a child.
Listen, if my grandfather done the things to me when I was coming up, he would have been in the jailhouse by the day.
Yeah, what happens if you get a teacher that cracks nine ribs, or, you know, on the kid, you know what I mean? And the kid ends up with a ruptured spleen or something, you know? Like, on. You know, it's just happened.
What about a 10-inch cast iron frying pan come flying by your head?
Or how about a dick up his ass? You know, it happens too, you know? I mean, you know, all kinds of abuse happens.
You just can't let people, you know?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you what. Nobody would have put a dick up the ass in my school district, because if they did, they would go away.
They would never
find that son of a bitch.
But it has happened, though.
Hey,
that's what I'm trying to say.
You know what?
Murder
happened a long, long time ago. It happened with Cain and Abel. And murder hasn't gone away, and it hasn't changed the human anatomy.
One sportscaster,
Stephen Smith, Sarge, you know him, he made comments, was telling why black people are turning to Trump. And he said this on his show. He said because they remember when they experienced the same thing Trump's going to. Now, the NAACP and other organizations and shit want that man fired. That's the problems that we have.
Oh, come on.
They want him. Did you hear that, boy? That report?
Yeah, I heard
Then those people turning to Trump should go protest that then and not have him get fired. Stick up for that teacher or stick up for that person.
I didn't think that's a sportscaster. Yeah, he's a conservative. They want him fired. That's the problem. Listen, that's the problem that exists. You got us and you got them. And you got another them over there, too.
Yep.
Hell, you say you work. Now, listen, if you work in one of those environments like teachers or the post office or something, you black and you start talking about how you support Donald, they going to get your ass fired.
Yep. Yeah. I know. Tribalism.
Speaking of discipline and shit and teachers, I can remember when I was in high school, I was on the junior varsity football team. And being on junior varsity football team back in 66, 67, okay, we got the hand-me-down uniforms from the varsity team, Okay. Now, all the uniforms and equipment that we were playing in were the old leather outfit. We had leather helmets. We had the big, heavy leather shoulder pads. We had the big, heavy thigh and knee pads and everything like that. And now, none of us were all that small to begin with. You know, we were fairly big-sized boys, and we were carrying around playing with another 40 pounds worth of goddamn protective gear on. Well, one day during practice, a couple of the guys got into it and were fucking around or whatever. And the coach went over there. And the coach grabbed each player at the same time.
How
under
you
the
do
breast
that?
Under the breastplate of the shoulder pads. And then he proceeded to pick both of those guys up off the ground, one
All
in
right.
each hand.
And threw them over
we
the
never,
school, right?
We never had any more problems.
Well, who was he, Superman?
Yes. Yeah,
hey,
you know, Joseph, it's like your ghost. You,
no,
I
got video. I want to see your video.
I saw it. I saw it. And he picked them up, and he slammed both of them together, and they crumpled to the fucking ground.
To the ground.
I'll tell you something else, too. If you in a black community, let me say this. If you in a black community, take any war, and you're going to call a town hall meeting in support of Donald Trump. Two or three carloads of people, men, would show up with the bats, and the lights would go off, and they start cracking people's heads. I kid you not.
Let me just be honest.
Joe, it goes on.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm asking you. When did it happen?
It could go on. If you call a meeting tomorrow and say it's going to be a town hall meeting next Saturday, at
what I meant
time,
was, did you ever see it? What I meant was, did you ever have to go through that?
I didn't see the beating, but I see the intimidation.
Yeah,
especially
I believe
when you go into the polls. You know how you research the candidates, and you have your paperwork in your hand. You go, they snatched that out of your hand.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Do you remember the Black Panthers standing outside the polling booth armed
for Obama
with weapons in Philadelphia?
Yeah, for Obama. Yep. That would have got me right. Well, that would have inspired me to vote against them then. I'd been like, yeah, and I would have been bragging about it. Yeah.
And look at Philadelphia. I mean, all of that stuff that they do in the name of that type of action, Obama, it never pays off. It never pays off.
Like when Chewbacca's got his cronies there on his show, I like it when they talk bad to me. Yeah, I go right back to him. Yeah, you're an asshole. Talk to the Black Panthers that way. Ooh, yeah, I'm scared of the kitty cats. Yeah, come on. Yeah, whatever.
Leonard
why they hang up on me now.
Leonard Bernstein used to entertain Black Panthers. The Symphony Orchestra guy. And, hell, there's a big picture of someplace with him and his wife. I think his last name is Felicia.
Man, the Punk Nation used to check them into PT in the prison, man. They used to check them right in if they came in there, Black Panther. Come on, man. They ain't nobody. Check them right into PT.
Well,
the Black Nation.
They ain't no damn body. They ain't going to do shit.
Exactly.
They're just a bunch of idiots.
Yep.
They don't do anything. They don't do anything one on one.
But the thing is that these damn parties, and this, I bet you Garland won't go after them.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's not going to go after them. he's not going to go after him because he's probably directing him.
So, you know, here's the question. Where do you go from here? I mean, every way you turn, something's jacked up.
Well, tribalism, man. Like I said, you know, you got to get away from that crap. You got to go to individualism, individual freedom and accountability. All that togetherness and, you know, one bad apple spoils everybody. No. You know, everybody's accountable for their own actions.
If we turn this stuff around, it would be the miracle of miracles.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And I would. I tell you what, I'd like to see it, man. I really would. You know, I'm getting. I don't want to be 20 years from now and I can't fight. You know, I don't want to be an old man getting stomped on in the streets. Whatever happens,
those,
you know.
Conservative rallies that they had, and the other side would just pick out old elderly people and beat the hell out of them. You remember that?
Yep.
It was several cases like that. Some old person be coming by with the veterans caps on or that, and they pick them out and beat the hell out of them.
Remember the, what were those people in New York City, the Guardian Angels? Remember them?
Yeah, that guy ran for mayor. He ran for mayor this time against Adams. Scalia.
Yep. The struggle between the people and the hatred between them is being nurtured by a very specific interested party. It is a small, ruthless international clique that is turning the people against each other. And we got to recognize that.
Some of these people ain't going to fight nobody any goddamn way. You're talking about Judas kissing you on the cheek. You have a whole line of folks coming up to kiss you on your cheek.
Well, look, man, just like we talk about all the time. Look, in the founding of this country, it was only a small percentage. All the rest of them were going with the king, selling out. They were selling out, man, stitching on people. You know?
Yeah, but
they're
if you go to whoop somebody's ass, that was a snitch, and those types that was against the liberties and that, you do that today, they want to lock you up. You
You're going to jail for the rest of your life.
And I can't see where these damn cops come from. They know the shit that they having to do is wrong, but they go along with it.
These people don't even know what they're protesting for up there in New York City, some of them. They were interviewing them. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They just get a $20 bill and go hang a sign up on their shoulder and start yelling. That's that Soros crap.
Well, you know, the one thing that I think would be appropriate, okay, is all of them fuckers that are out there yelling and screaming and saying, I am Hamas, they ought to be first arrested and then sent to Guantanamo. Because Hamas is a terrorist organization. They just claim themselves to be terrorists.
At least they're not
back during the Vietnam War. Back during the Vietnam War, we had a ROTC building on Washington University campus there on Skinker, and I think it was they burnt that down.
Yeah.
They burnt that down. And then you had, what kind of reception did a lot of the soldiers receive when they was called baby killers and all?
Yeah.
I know we're getting together here, and at the end of May, we're having a cookout. All of us are getting together. Like I told you, we've been trying to organize locally here, so far we got about 175 people. So if they all come, I don't know, but we're trying to organize getting something together here, you know, grassroots stuff. So hopefully,
I tell you what, bring your binoculars because they don't have Raptor drones spying on you up at about 4,000 feet.
Well, I'm going to take photos and everything.
Yeah,
and post
every,
it
every time you swat a fly, you better inspect it to make sure it's an actual real fly and not a little fly.
I know.
Well,
they'll be watching.
You got. Hey, you say you got about 175 people coming.
Yeah.
To that thing?
So far.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing. 75% of them are going to be feds. About 75 of them will be feds.
Nah, these are people in a neighborhood app group. We know, I know who they are and everything. I know what jobs, where they work and everything. I know these people.
I would take a close look anyway.
I'm sure there'll probably be some people undercover.
Gibson, that's the same thing happening in Charlottesville. When people showed up there protesting and taking down a Robert Lee E. statue, when they went to work Monday, they didn't have no damn jobs.
Well, these are all whites, blacks. We got all kinds of Mexican and everybody, so this is no racist thing. It's all everybody from the community. Now, will there be undercovers? I'm sure. There'll probably be one or two, or they'll be watching off in the distance, I'm sure. We're not to be marching or anything like that. We're just having a picnic.
If you want to get a lot
of
media attention, show up in your KKK garb, you know, like the media presented.
Well, Nazi, yeah.
This is just for you,
media.
That's what they report. I'll get Bert from the NSM there, Bianchi. Remember Bert?
Yeah, I have him there.
He'll ruin everything, man. That guy will ruin everything with that big mouth of his. We ain't got no racist crap. We're talking about patriotism here. Everybody's
yeah, well, that's
welcome
a terrorist
if you want freedom.
Word now.
Oh, I know.
If you say the word patriot, man, then you're automatically put on that domestic terrorist list.
Like Robert pointed out, I'm an extremist. You know, they emphasize that word, I'm extremist.
Yeah, because you use the word constitution once a minute.
Yeah.
Dangerous talk.
Well, I got other people helping organize, so I'm kind of like staying in the background. I want to watch how this plays out because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Did you say constitution? Why are you cussing me?
Evil bastard.
Yeah.
I knew you were listening.
Well, hey, guys, I love you all dearly, but I got to go. I'm sorry, my show in 12 minutes. So, anyway, it was good show. Thank you, brother.
Right?
I'll be on both. Both.
Okay.
Of them. They will both.
Yeah.
Blog Talk. If Blog Talk lets me in,
the Jew will be waiting on you. The Jew will be waiting on you.
Yeah, and I got that nice little thing called mute. Yeah. So that's not a problem. I've been fucking with Jew for 14 years, and he don't bother me at all. I don't let him get to me. I just refuse to give in. So, all right, kids. Well, I maybe see you there. The lair, but anyway, I'm heading that direction. The fucking priest, the word of the gospel.
I checked out his number. He ain't in Thailand. He's lying. So
yeah, he's a troll, man. He's a king of trolls.
Oh, it's probably a Skype number. You can get issued a U.S. Skype number so that you can make calls and all that. So it's not his real number.
Yep.
How the hell do we know, right? Just because his phone number says one thing doesn't mean he's not actually there. He's probably doing the same long distance charges, international call charges and stuff.
I heard his voice the other night. I heard his voice. I said to myself, that voice sounds familiar.
He called in from a 267 number, right, Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, it was 267-999-9085.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably, sorry if I had, there, I was letting my dog back in. But yeah, that's the number. I have it duly noted. But although, if it's a Skype-issued number or some other service, like I have a Google Voice number, that's what I use to call in, mainly because T-Mobile wants to charge a cent a minute. That's one of the reasons why I had my my call-in number changed. But I just use my Google Voice number, but I can go in and change my Google Voice number to anything I want, anywhere I want, on the fly. I could go in right now and have a totally different number from a totally different country or a totally different state and change it right on the fly and
Did you send in your credit
thing? No problem.
You send in your credit thing?
Not yet.
All
not
right.
yet. I'm kind of stuck.
Look,
I'm also asking for Adam's help to take a look at what I got up.
You don't want to make it any longer, Laura. I'm telling you, you don't want to add any length to it because they don't like that. You're not there to argue the case. That's not. You're not arguing the case. You're just answering. That's all you're doing. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what they do. You got some of these outfits be sending these texts out trying to get money and all that crazy stuff. And if you send them one back, stop, S-T-O-P, what they'll do is send a bill for $2 or so to your carrier, and your carrier will try to collect it from you and give it to them.
I had that here about 2 weeks ago. My
well,
credit
got that
card.
Scam now. We got that scam with that medical insurance card, talking about you get $600 a month, the government's got a program for you and everything, you know? That's all a scam.
Oh yeah, I always check in any of the, you know, if I look at it, you know, I'll look them up, you know, I'll look up like, is this for real? Is this a scam? You know, I don't even click on the links or nothing if it's in an email or a text. I'll look up the place and be like, is this a for real legit thing or is it a scam? And most of the time it is. That's my biggest advice. You know, you get something that you don't recognize or just doesn't sound like it's right. Don't click on the link. Just look up where it's coming from, type it in, and look it up yourself and see if it's a legit thing or not, you know. Because, yeah, they are scamming all over the place, you know.
All over the place.
Especially
you don't
now.
Know where they
you know,
from.
Oh, are you in Oregon? Oh, well, we'll pay for you to get solar panels on your house and all this kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right.
Know?
Yeah, and a new
yeah,
roof
right.
and shit.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get $25,000 worth of shit for free. Yeah, right.
<You know? laughs> Nobody's out there giving away anything for free.
In the state of Oregon? I don't think so.
Nobody's giving anything away for free. Nobody.
Yep.
You're not cashing
you
in your birth certificate.
Terms and conditions on this. Yeah. Yeah, I got my court case. So I have Adam taking a look at it, too, for his thoughts. Because, you know, between the two of you, I figure I can craft something for my response with Discover Card and get that sent off in the mail, hopefully, early next week. Got to get it in there by next week at the latest.
Just don't let
and,
his buddy Josh get involved because that guy right there, he's a pain in the ass, that guy. He wanted to write a 5,900-page book, you know, and all nonsense.
Yep.
I don't
what do you write
one
of
them.
Fun stuff.
What are you writing a letter on?
The answer to a lawsuit.
I have a lawsuit that I have to submit a answer or response to. Otherwise, they could default and win if I don't respond.
You're
so
being
I got to report and send a copy to the attorneys as well within 30 days of being served. And I was served the papers on April 8th, so I definitely want to get it in there with some time to spare.
So what are you being sued for?
Credit card debt.
Oh.
Yeah, Discover Card charged off the credit card debt, and now this law firm or whatever has picked it up. And so, and one of the interesting caveats that would affect my case is Oregon just passed some new legislation in regard to consumer protections from garnishment. And so I made a statement about that, requesting the court to postpone any judgment in my case until all parties can fully understand how this new legislation impacts
now,
my case.
Now, let me ask a silly question. Are you being sued directly by Discover, or is it a collection agency?
That is one of the questions that I have. I mean, on the lawsuit, it says discover. But yet, this firm is a debt collection firm, you know, attorneys that do debt collection. That's one of the questions that I'm asking in my responses are, you know, are you actually the holder of the debt, you know, because Discover charged it off.
Yeah,
so are you actually directly representing Discover, or did you buy this debt, you know? Who am I dealing with?
Lawyers buy it for pennies on a dollar.
Listen, this is a collection agency that is suing you on behalf, supposedly, of Discover. Somewhere in that letter of a reply, you need to say thank you to the collection agency for paying off my debt, because my contract is with Discover. It is not with you. I don't have a contract with you. So thank you very much.
Exactly.
In the terms and in the statute, they can sell the debt to somebody else. I can assign my contract over to some an addendum to your agreement. They do. That's how they get you.
Well, here's the thing about that shit too. They gotta collect it. Credit card debt. You can't use that as an excuse with the IRS, because they tell you it's uncollectible. They can collect on your house because you can't take your house and move it. They can collect on your car because they can always tow your car when you park it someplace. But credit cards, all that stuff you bought on a credit card, there's no way in the world they can recover that stuff.
Yeah, especially when it was, you know, being used to live on. So it's not like I was, you know, buying a whole new stereo system or, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was using it to live on, so it's not like they can come in and repo anything.
In your credit card agreement, in everybody's credit card agreement, there's a section in the back, a very fine print, that says you don't have to pay more than $50 for any of those goods and services you charge on that credit card. It's there. Trust me.
That's
you have to do is write
so much
to them.
Interest on a credit card.
All you have to do is
because
write to them and say you're not happy with the purchase.
Yeah, they risky debt. They know that. That's why the interest is 22% on the unpaid balance a month. That's some ridiculousness.
Not to break in, guys, but we were about a minute and a half from no man's land.
Well,
and then that's your limitation.
Yeah, Ron, that's going to start up a show if we want to make our way there.
Yeah.
And Laurie wants the statute of limitation. Keep an eye on that. Then they ain't not supposed to bother you. But they will.
Oh, yeah. The statute of limitations is nowhere near up on this. I think it's like 7 years.
I wrote up something. I wrote something up.
Yeah, and I did email you what I came up with, you know, because I'm going based off of looking up resources on, you know, how to respond. You have to respond to every single paragraph of theirs and blah, blah, blah. And so
well,
I'm trying to craft
well, hang
it,
on.
You know,
when you're pro se, when you're pro se litigant, when you're pro se, you don't have to follow all the rules of the court. They have to have special leniency with you. That's a well-known case law on that. You don't have to follow all the rules. They can't penalize you, basically. You're not a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why in my response statement, I also make a statement in there that I am not currently represented by an attorney. So, yeah, I'm pro se. So I'm making that known. And then I added a bunch of requests for the plaintiff to answer. But this is what they bank on, you know. So they're going to try to decide which cases to actually, you know. So they present this. Probably 75% of the people that have credit card debt that has been charged off that they have now taken over, 75% of those people will probably not even respond. So they're banking on getting default judgments, because judgments don't have, you know, judges are too fucking busy. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, go ahead and, you know, assign a judge and everything.
Somebody,
you know, there's so many of them that are defaulted. They got to pick and choose wisely who they actually they decide to spend their time and energy on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the judges are too busy signing paperwork to put the real criminals out on the street.
Yep.
They don't have the time to look at your shit.
The credit card company will take you to court so you can get a judgment. They can get a judgment, then they write that stuff off. Then he got some of these sharks, lawyers will come and try to buy that debt from him for about $50 if it's $1,000. Then they're warned that he's sending you them nasty letters. You should get you one of them cease and desist forms and fill that out and send it to them if you want. Or just don't pay no attention to it.
Yeah, well, number one, I don't want a default judgment, so I at least got to submit an answer because that right there will kind of stop the presses as far as further collection goes because, you know, they're the one that filed the lawsuit. So, you know, the consumer protection laws are against them when it comes to continuing to contact me regarding the debt because they already filed the lawsuit. And then once I answer, then now it's up to the judge. You know, now it's up to a judge. They automatically have to cease and desist. And if they continue to contact me, then that's something that I can also submit to the court that they've continued to, you know, it's like, go ahead, contact me after this. I really hope
that you do.
Time, you know what I mean?
Every time they send a letter out to you while a statute of limitation is running, and if you respond to it, the clock stops. It stops.
Well,
back up again.
The other thing you could do is file for bankruptcy.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to avoid too. I would be better off selling my house, because here in Oregon, if I declare bankruptcy, then I could only keep $40,000 of equity, even though I have much more equity after that. You know, if I sold my house, I would pay everything off and still walk away with a good amount of equity. But if I do bankruptcy, then I'm screwing myself with probably between 75 and 100K.
Well,
because I'm only
able
to keep 40. But now with this new law,
if you declare,
I'd actually be better off letting them try to garnish me or letting them try to put a lien on my house because with this new law, when it comes to garnishment and debt collecting, that amount that I can keep of my home equity just went from 40K to 150. So now I can keep up to 150 of my equity, but not if I declare bankruptcy. The bankruptcy laws hasn't changed to increase the amount of equity that I can keep in my home, but the garnishment law did. So I'd actually be better off letting them try to put a lien on my home for the debt. They can't force the sale of it. Because by the time, but between what I still owe on my mortgage and what I owe on my home equity loan, right, the two combined plus the debt, then I would not have 150K left of my equity. So that's at least protected. So I have, with this new law, this can help prevent debt collectors from forcing the sale of my home. Because of that increase, if that makes sense. Bankruptcy, that all goes out the window.
It all makes sense, but it's all a bunch about bullshit, all of it. But you got to know how to argue it.
Yeah, you know, and I love how they claim that they're the damaged party.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeking
damages. They created the money for your signature.
We're damaged. Bullshit. you know, I'm the one that's damaged. I'm the one that's broke. I'm the one that's having to put together a financial statement in order to apply just to get a waiver for the court fee. Oregon charges $268 to file a response with the court. $268 just to file a fucking response back to this. So in addition to my response, I'm also filling out like, okay, here's how much my expenses are. Here's how much, you know, no income I have coming in. Here's the assets that I have. I got to fill out all this shit just to have the court consider waiving that $268 fee. That's a bunch of bullshit, too. And they want my Social Security number. It's optional, they say. So I'm not giving it to them. I'm like, fuck no. Why would I want to give the court my goddamn Social Security number on a piece of fucking paper that's going to be filed? And I don't know who the fuck's going to see it. You know?
No.
I'm not going to give my Social Security number on this form.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it to them either. They can get it if they wanted it bad enough.
The $1,000 fine if they make you give it, even by asking you for it.
Yeah, and that's how they get around it, is by putting a little blurb under there that I understand providing my Social Security number is voluntary and blah, 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 blah. So they get themselves out of it by putting that little disclaimer. They really make it hard. It's like, you know, if I'm so fucking broke that I can't make my fucking payment, you know what I mean? What makes you think that I got enough money to fucking pay $268 just to file a response? It's bullshit. And that's also the nice thing about the garnishment thing, is it also, I mean, it increased the protections of your assets, like your vehicle. With this new law, protects it up to $10,000 instead of only $3,000. It increases like the amount of your and all of your checking is in savings account. It protects $2,500, so that they can't just like, you know, yeah, I'm about ready to, you know, pay my mortgage, and then the, you know, all of a sudden your whole checking account gets wiped out due to the garnishment, you know, so you get $2,500 in your accounts that are protected from garnishment that way. So, yeah, this new law kind of changes the scope of things when it comes to collections and how much they can take.
So they can execute.
And like I said, the bankruptcy laws have not mirrored it yet. I would think that bankruptcy laws will be the next to change to mirror the same threshold that this, you know, the collection stuff does, because right now they're out of sync as far as what are exclusions in bankruptcy law versus this debt collection law.
One thing, peroxide, man.
Yeah,
burns.
It's fun stuff. I was brain melting just trying to come up with my response in such a way that doesn't make it a 10-page thing, but I make the points that I want to make, you know?
That looks cool, man. Peroxide, when you put it on a cut, turns all white.
Oh, yeah, it gets all white and foamy. Oh,
yeah,
if you ever get blood on a white T-shirt or white towel, I mean, I always wash my stuff in hydrogen peroxide with my white towel. It'll get blood stains right out. I don't use bleach in my laundry. I always just, you know, if I'm washing white, I use hydrogen peroxide instead.
It doesn't feel so good.
Huh?
And on skin, it don't feel too good.
Hydrogen peroxide?
Yeah.
Well, it usually feels better than alcohol.
What?
Alcohol stings a hell of a lot more than hydrogen peroxide does.
Yeah, I just did that with the peroxide.
Well, Just go and get yourself some of your Curachrome or iodine and put that on there. That'll fix you right up.
And I cut my freaking right on my side of my arm at the gym today, man. Freaking bastards left that freaking hook in the weight thing, and I scraped my arm against it, and I cut it. So, you know, actually, there's a lot of germs at the gym, so I don't want to get an infection, you know?
Yeah, hydrogen peroxide. One thing that's good about hydrogen peroxide is it helps speed up the scabbing, because all that foamy, you know, that when you put it on your cut and it's foaming up, you know that? It's like, that's like the start of it. That's, you know, it'll really trigger the scabbing.
I was watching today, you know, that woman or whatever that does all that skin treatment for people that got all screwed up skin. You know, they come in with mounds of pimples on them and everything. Well, there's one guy, he got a cut, right? And a parasite got in there, and it spread all over his body. So I'm, like, paranoid right now.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. I got a Facebook friend that's been well documenting. He calls them parasites, but they look like, you know, when the jabs were first coming out in the little nanobots that, you know, you saw videos of, that it looks like that. But he never got the shot. But somehow he's been, like, infested with these things. He's, like, taking videos and pulling this shit out, you know, long, spindly, dark tendrons, you know. They look like spiders with really super long legs.
Really?
Excuse me.
No
stuff
way.
Like that. Yeah, it's just gross. Yeah, like, he's been documenting it time and time again. He's, like, got this shit all over me, you know. And then he has a microscope at home, and he takes these things out and he puts them under a microscope and stuff. It's fucking crazy. He's been documenting it for quite a long time now, so it's like I have a hard time not believing him, you know. He's constantly sick all the time.
I'm going to kill it all.